It's time for high school football on WKHM. Our live coverage of Jackson area football is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry. Live high school football is on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, and we are live from Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan, the home of a, I'll say, fortunate Lions win yesterday. Let's see if Lumen Christie can keep some of that energy and get out of here with a win and a third consecutive state championship.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's kind of fitting that it's Black Friday, Steve. I think Lumen's been going through wins as if they're 70% off every week because we keep saying, is this the time where they're tested? They have not been tested yet. This is our last chance to ask that question.
Yeah, and I do like this to be a test a little bit, and we'll talk about it here on the pregame. Of course, I want to mention a couple other sponsors, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, who's been with us, bringing the heat to high school football all season here on WKHM. And, Brian, who opens drains that others can't?
Oh, Steve.
Minuteman, you knew
sewer.
It.
Yeah, Minuteman does.
I set you up for that one. We appreciate Minuteman Sewer and Drain being on quite a bit of our coverage as well. And Lumen Christie taking on Lansing Catholic. This is Catholic versus Catholic here. And it's the Titans and the Cougars. And, you know, like I said, Brian, I'm ready for this one. I think this is perhaps a test for the Titans. And that's because they played three consecutive wing T or straight T kind of running offenses. They come out today against Lansing Catholic, and this is a team that has
starting quarterback
in Alex Fernandez, who's thrown for nearly 3,000 yards on the year, 31 touchdowns to 5 picks. And he's run for over nearly 1,000 yards. This is a dual threat player like they haven't really seen, I don't think, at all this year. And, you know, they're going to have to look at a different defensive scheme than they've had to the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes the term dual threat's thrown out there just because they play both ways or something. Alex Fernandez is a dual threat. Dual threat in other ways, too. He's a good linebacker as well, Steve.
I'll say maybe you call him a triple threat.
Yeah. We'll call him whatever he wants to be called because at 6'3", 230, I'll say yes, sir, if that's what he asked me to do.
Yeah, and what do we have him in here with? 82 tackles on the year, 18 rushing TDs. I mean, that's the guy you're going to have to focus on. But really, we've seen games where teams have thrown a couple of passes, 4 or 5 passes maybe if they get way behind. This could be like a 50-50 split, and it's going to be some run-pass options. It's going to have a different look, and I think the Titans have the personnel to handle it, but it is just a changing of the mindset that you've had almost on repeat for 3 weeks.
Yeah, this Lansing Catholic team, you're right, Steve, isn't a team that if they fall back by 2 touchdowns, it's just going to be over for them, as we've kind of felt that way the last couple weeks.
Right.
However, I just question whether Lansing Catholic can stop this potent Jackson Lumen Christie offense, who up to now, nobody's been able to.
Right, and for their part, it doesn't seem to matter what the defense does against them. They might come out and maybe even slow them down for a couple possessions early. The Titans will adjust. They'll call the right plays. And before you know it, you got Cadell Williams on a scamper for who knows how far. Cadell Williams coming in here as the leading offensive guy with the Titans. And, of course, just been running wild all year. He's close to 2,000 yards. Got 34 touchdowns. And then if that's not enough threat, you throw Timmy Crowley into the mix, and he's thrown for 1,100 plus yards, 8 touchdowns, and he's doing that in an offense that rarely throws.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of funny. You and I like to have our friendly little wagers here. And before the game, we're talking, okay, what's the over-under on Cadell today? 250? And what's crazy is that's a nuts number, yet that number is like a legit over-under. Like, is he going to rush for over 250? That's crazy, yeah. Insane to think about that that's a number that you would throw out there.
But it feels like right where the number should be.
Taking the over.
If that's helpful toward Lumen winning their third straight state championship, this time in Division 6. Back-to-back Division 7 state champs coming in here for Division 6 head coach Herb Brogue. And it would be the 14th in school history state championship and Herb's 421st win. I had walked down to discuss something with somebody from the MHSAA here at Ford Field and overheard a conversation where they were uncertain of Herb Brogan's overall total for wins. And I said, well, I've got it on reliable source that it's 420. We were talking about it in that last game that it would be his 420th win, and they got it. And I'll go to some research done by our contributor throughout the year, Tom Ratchford. He said in his 45 seasons for Herb Brogan, his record now 420-93, playoff record 95-20. He's 10 wins behind Al Fracassa for second place all-time on the wins list, and 23 wins behind first place John Harrington. So a couple of average years for Herb Brogan, and he would have that if he sticks around. This is the 27th consecutive season for Lumen Christy to go to the playoffs. The Titans are on a 14-game winning streak in the playoffs. They had a 19-game streak from 2016 to 2019 and a 13-game streak from 2000 to 2002. So they're on a nice playoff win streak. This was Herb's 20th trip to the semifinal in last week's game. His record in that game is now 15-5, and he's now taken 15 teams to the state finals. He's 11-3, including 5-0 in the Silver Dome, and now 6-3 here at Ford Field. And even taking it back a little more, Jim Crowley's playoff record was 6-0 for 2 years. He had two state championships. This is Lumen's 17th trip in total to the state championships. They've won 13, two under Jim Crowley and 11 under Herb Brogan. And so this would be number 14 for the Titans.
Yeah, we talk about Cadell Williams' ridiculous numbers. He needs to take a back seat even to Coach Brogan's numbers. I feel like what Coach Brogan does to oppositions is, it's like me golfing against Ritz Karasik.
Well, and I don't want to take anything away from any other coaches in the area, but the Jackson Magazine is having their best of Jackson and the best high school football coaches on the ballot. And it's illegitimate if it doesn't go to Herb Brogan, isn't it?
Yeah, that's when you show up and you're rooting for second, right?
Right. And by the way, if you asked Herb, all he would do is give credit to the players and his assistants. That's the kind of guy he is, and I'm sure he's in focus. You know, I was thinking about it, Brian. This is our third year coming to Ford Field in a row, too. And we got up here and kind of got into the building. This was the smoothest we've ever done it this year, right? And I was thinking, man, if it's comfortable for us to be here to broadcast, do you think Herb is comfortable? Does he have his own locker or office here at Ford Field now?
Oh, man, he should have a spot right next to Dan Campbell, right?
Yeah, right. Well, let's take 3 minutes here on the pregame. Titans and Cougars getting set to happen here soon. The Division 6 State Championship on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Brought to you by Trips Collision Center.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here at Ford Field. Lynn Christie Titans getting set to take on the Lansing Catholic Cougars. Game's already in the books for today. In Division 8, Beale City with a 43-14 win over Riverview, Gabriel Richard. And the game we just saw before we got started here, Goodrich dominated Niles 35-6, and that six was with a couple minutes left, kind of a garbage time touchdown. But that's where we stand on the action so far. Of course, we'll have our game here next, and then Division 2, Byron Center and Orchard Lake St. Mary's is next, and then tomorrow for four matchups. Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central 13-0 and tough in Division 7 this year. They'll take on undefeated Millington. In Division 3, Zeeland West and Detroit Martin Luther King. It's a 12:30 game. At 4 p.m., Frankenmuth undefeated, taking out Pontiac Notre Dame Prep in Division 5. That prep team is the one team that got to Lumen this year and got a win. And then the Division 1 finals at 7 o'clock tonight. Hudsonville is 12-1 versus Detroit. Cass Tech, 11-2. They feel good about, I don't know, Cass Tech, they can walk here from the school. Do you think it's a big deal for them to play a Ford Field like it is for everyone else?
Well, it is funny because you just talked about Niles' team to get beat in the last game. Uh-huh. But I heard that was their first time here ever in school history. And it's funny just the narrative, depending on who you are. Like, if you're Niles, you're just happy to be here. You're 24 hours ago, the one-loss Detroit Lions are on this very field. Right. So as a high school kid, that's so cool. Now, my question for you is, for the Lumen Christie team, you know, is it enough to just make it to the finals? I don't think so. Not based on their last couple of years. You feel like you can't be the team that lets down the school, and we're the ones that lost, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking that. I think about that a little bit. I have a very good friend of mine who played for a state championship team back when he was in high school, and he's, you can still tell, he said, oh yeah, we got one while I was there, you know. And it doesn't, it feels like it happens every year just by default, but it doesn't. They've had some runner-up finishes, and you know, there's been some of those things. And 45 years for Coach Brogan, and he's got what he's got. So he has had to have some years where they didn't go. But, yeah, you got to feel as a student, to get to be here is at least a certain notch above anybody who didn't. And then, but you want to be in that category of teams that won it when they came. And when you go back to the school, know you got your state champion trophies there, your banners up in the rafters, those kind of things. So I think, weirdly, it's maybe extra special to get here because it takes a little bit of the pressure off. And when you win, it's all gone, and you know you're going down in history at one of the most historic schools in the state.
Yeah, and I don't know, for a high school kid, you know, you make it to a state final, for me to say that you can play loosely, you know, they're still in the state finals, but I suppose that's an advantage if you're Lansing Catholic. You know, you're kind of playing with house money. You're here, whereas, like I said, the Lumen kids are thinking, we can't be the ones to end our winning streak here in the playoffs.
And, you know, Lansing Catholic reminds me a little bit of when we were talking about, I want to say it was Traverse City St. Francis, and we looked back at their record and the state championships that they had under their belt, trips to the finals and all the things they had done. And it was, if for most every school, it's a great number. Lumen Christi is the only one that you watch, you go, well, our four state championships don't mean anything. You know, like, it's so weird to get to see that. But Lansing Catholic's another school like that. 2021, they won a state championship. 13-1 that year. They came here and won. They lost in the districts in 22, and then now here they are in 24. But just the fourth year for head coach Jim Baker. 32-17 record, and here you are in the state finals. Your second time in your four-year career, I think that's pretty impressive. And he's maybe he's looking at 420 and going, I think I can get there.
Just 42 more years and I'll make it. Yeah, well, he's here, and he's here with, as you said, Alex Fernandez. And he kind of gives off a little Joe Lathers vibes. Like, he's the type of player that can truly put a team on his back and be a really good football team. And that's, they're going to need something kind of superhuman to take down this Titan team, I think.
Yeah, this is Lumen's playing as well as we've ever seen them play. And I recall last season, Brian, they were after the Joe Lathers championship year. They come back last year. We see them play Michigan Center to open the season. And we said they might be better than they were last year. And last year they won the state championship. Sure enough, they come through. They win again last year. This year, we're again going, you got Cadell Williams a year better. They're playing as well. Timmy Crowley, but now he's a senior. You know, they have almost everybody, all the pieces they had last year. And we were just commenting last game, the pieces that they lost, they seem to be filling in without missing a beat. I mean, they just keep plugging guys in, and they keep having the same results, the same success. I guess after 45 years of success, you get pretty good at what you do.
Yeah, and you know, you and I talked about it. Here we're a Division VI roster, and you lose two D1 guys and Pastoriza and Luke Smith, and you think, okay, well, the line can't be as good, can it? And then, man, it's names like Logan Decker and Drew Sweeney. Glenn Gary's road, Drew Sweeney. Cassius Griffin. I mean, you go down the list of their linemen, and it's like next man up, right?
Yeah, on both sides of the football. There's different guys who get it done. They block as well as we've ever seen, and Cadell Williams, he's very skilled, there's no question, but I could get a first down here and there running with some of the holes he runs through.
Well, maybe not you, but the
normal high school
45-year-old kid.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take one more break here on the pregame for 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll get things kicked off, as it looks like the Cougar band getting set to serenade us with the national anthem as the Titans get ready to come out of the tunnel. 2 minute break, and let's get game time going. Division 6 state championship finals, Lumen Christi Titans, Lansing Catholic on WKHM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Trips Collision Center, and how about Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, too?
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes from the seventh floor at Ford Field, and great atmosphere. The last time I was here was Monday night. Football game against Seattle. Really cool Lions win. It was the blue and black uniforms. I thought those were really cool too, by the way.
I like them.
Yeah. And I think we're going to get the anthem here. Let's go ahead and bring the anthem to the radio. Pretty good from this far away. Seven floors up, and a collaboration between the Lansing Catholic and Lumen Christi bands down there. So
I'm a little disappointed. I was kind of hoping to see fireworks start with the band members. Like, hey, our flutists are carrying your flutist.
It's my solo.
I want some confrontation now. I'm ready for some football.
Well, I don't think we got any confrontation on the sidelines with the bands. They're still hanging out over there. Meanwhile, we're getting our final huddles on the sidelines. Lumen Christi, full team huddle down at the 30-yard line. And just the special teams huddle there getting started here for Lansing Catholic. Maybe something up their sleeve here on the opening kickoff.
Yeah, again, I feel like just like every game we've seen in the playoffs, Lumen comes into this game as a favorite. But as we mentioned, they have yet to go against this kind of dual threat quarterback. Alex Fernandez.
Titans will kick off here with Lansing Catholic back to return. If you had that prop bet on your gambling app, you just won a little bit.
A dollar anyway.
First quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat to high school football over 80 years in Jackson County thanks to their loyal employee family. And forgive me at any point here if I can't quite make out numbers. We are quite high up here.
And we have distractions all around us. The ninth raced at Aqueducts to our left. Beverly Hills Cop on a TV to our right. I don't know if I can focus.
We got the replay of the Lions Thanksgiving Day game. There's the kick. Andrew Salazar puts it down to the goal line. It's fielded there, and they're going to return out to the 10, to the right side, out to the 20. Stand on his feet, pushed out of the sideline, and goes down hard over there at about the 22-yard line.
And you're right.
First and 10 for the Catholic team.
You're right about hard to see numbers, but I'm going to say Adam Fuller just because he's in on so many tackles on the Luma Christie kick coverage. Who is a team that's underrated, a facet of the game that we might not talk enough about. Great coverage all year long.
Yeah, indeed. Rarely is there a threat. Of course, they kick it away from the threats, too. So we come out with four wide receivers for Fernandez, the 6'3", 230-pound senior QB. Empty backfield looking to throw, and he uncorks one out into the... That was kind of a deep out route. Well covered, but the throw just out of reach of the intended receiver on the play, Xavier Luea. He's had quite a year this year, 57 catches for 977 yards. He averages about 17.1 a catch. Easy to see how. They opened it up right away.
Yeah, kind of going up tempo here, too.
Yep, back to the line of scrimmage, second and 10 from the 23-yard line. And Fernandez, in the, again, empty backfield. We do have a runner coming in motion. Jets sweep. Titans are there. They're going to string it out. Tries to spin away, but they're going to lose yards on the play. Back to the 21. They're going to give them the 22. So they'll lose one on the play. Third down and 11 now for Lansing Catholic, the Cougars. One incomplete. Minus 1 yard rushing today.
And our first tackle, and Isaac Rayberg right in the middle of it, just where he left off after last game having, 14, 15 tackles.
Yeah, he was on a mission last week. He's out there again. And again, empty backfield. Three receivers to the right for Fernandez. No one on the left. He's rolling that direction. Looking to throw. He lets it go. Caught and immediately hit and pushed out of bounds on the play. Titans right there to make the stop.
Mason Herney.
And that'll bring the Titans punt return team onto the field. So Catholic three and out. The Cougars, nothing doing there. They did complete the pass there.
Okay, you know, that tells you what Coach Baker thinks of Alex Fernandez coming off first play with a deep out route.
Kick is away. Pretty good. That'll get down to the 37 where it's caught by Dumont. Looking to return, going to the right sideline. He's got the edge to the 50. Breaks a tackle at the 48. Knocked out of bounds near the 42. Nice return by Dumont. And put a big hit on that would-be tackler.
Yeah, you said breaks a tackle. I was thinking maybe broke a clavicle as he lowered his shoulder.
Get that tape guy out here to keep that player on the field. First and 10 Titans from the Cougars. 42-yard line. Nice field position for your first possession if you're the Titans. We've got a scoreless start here, 10:49 to play in the opening quarter. Saunders in motion, I formation. They give to Williams to the left side, cuts back to the middle, now bounces out. Still on his feet, breaks a tackle, now diving forward. He's going to get to the 36-yard line. So they'll give him 6 yards on first down.
Yeah, that just goes to show you what Cadell Williams, how dangerous he is. I see the Lansing Catholic sideline actually cheering at that, giving up a 6-yard run. It's like, hey, we held him under his average.
Was it like three straight carries in the second half last week he took for touchdowns?
Yeah. 70 yards, 65 yards. Yeah. That was, like I said, crazy, ridiculous numbers from that young man.
Second down and 4, Titans at the 36. Give to Williams to the right side. Breaks a tackle on the run, and he's gone. Take it to the house. Cadell Williams, 36 yards to pay dirt. Nothing tricky. Nothing special, just good blocking. And a great run by Cadell Williams, and 6-0 Lumen Christi with 10 minutes to play in the first quarter. Titans on the board already.
Yeah, it's funny, Steve. After that punt, good return by Dumont, you talk about good field position for the Titans, and I'm thinking to myself, does it matter? Like, does Cadell Williams really care where the field position is? All that did was just gave him a 36-yard touchdown instead of a 76, because he was gone regardless from where that was.
Yeah.
And who made that one? Who made the extra point?
Mr. Automatic with the extra point. 7-0 Lumen Christi, first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. They'll kick it off again on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
7-0 Lumen Christi. Titans set the kickoff again. Andrew Salazar's got her teed up there on the 40. Second kickoff already for Salazar after the 36-yard touchdown run for Cadell Williams.
Yeah, if anyone's tracking and sees a 7-0 score at the 10-minute mark, you'd think, okay, Lumen got the ball and scored. But nope, their defense already stopped them once.
That kickoff bounces off the Honolulu Blue Lions end zone, and that'll be a touchback, first and 10 for the Cougars at their own 20-yard line.
Well, we'll see if Coach Baker gives Fernandez any kind of easier throw to kind of get settled in, because hey, like we talked about, you're a high school kid, you get to you're on Ford Field, you're a little jacked up. They didn't really give him any easy tosses that first series.
One out of two there did complete one to Luea for 4 yards. Back to throw again, Fernandez. Now he's going to pull it down and run. He's got some room. First down for Lansing Catholic out to the 34-yard line. 14 yards on first down for Fernandez. We mentioned dual threat, and that was not a the kind of run you see from Cadell Williams where he looks speedy. That's a lumbering run, but it's very effective for Fernandez. Big 6'3", 230. That's a load to tackle. And that's a quarterback run. That's what you hear him say about like Cam Newton. Oh, he's a big guy. He can take the hits. He's back to pass now on first down. Now he pulls down to run again. They got him bottled up, though, and they're going to drop him for a loss.
Fumble.
Fumble loose. Titans say they have it. They do that a lot, though.
I think they do.
I hear the officials coming in, though, maybe saying he was down by contact before the ball comes loose.
Oh, man.
Or if they fumbled it and got it back. No, Titan ball.
I was going to say, he was not down.
Yeah, ripped out. Great play, Saunders, to rip it out, and there's Rayburg, and who came in there late to dive on it? Maybe Rayburg, the first one to get to the football. So the fumble forced by Saunders. Rayburg with the loose ball recovering. The Titans get it back.
It's kind of fitting. Saunders and Rayburg, the two names that we mention a lot on this Lumen Christi defense.
Yeah, both of them making big plays all year long. Titans now with a one touchdown lead and the football back at the 36-yard line. Why don't you run that same play you ran to Cadell Williams last time and give him two 36-yard touchdowns? They're on the left hash this time. We're just 9:28 into this game. 7-0 Titans. First quarter for Industrial Steel Trading. They give to Cadell Williams off to the right side again. He's not going to take it to the end zone, but he will get 8 yards on first down, second and two. From the 28-yard line, excuse me.
Yeah, boy, even though we said Lansing Catholic does have maybe some comeback potential, at least with what they run, still, worst nightmare for them. couldn't ask for a worse start if you're Lansing Catholic, or a better start if you're a Lumen Christi fan.
Second down for Coach Brogan's Titans. I formation, split wide right is Cash Kalahar. They give to Rayburg for the first down. And then some past the 25 to the 23-yard line. First down for Lumen Christi there. Isaac Rayburg's first carry today.
And, you know, we always think of him as being kind of that plotter, that guy that you, when you need a yard, you can go to him. But, boy, you look at his stats, and he averages close to 7 yards a carry.
Yeah. Rayburg's the fullback now. Cadell Williams, the deep back in the I formation. Saunders in motion across the formation from left to right. They give to Williams that direction behind Saunders. And he picks through the defense. Goes down pretty tough there at the 15. So 8 yards again on first down for Cadell. And a second and two for the Titans from the 15-yard line.
Yeah, so far the few plays that Lumen has run, everything coming to this right side.
Yeah, and they have, so we had the numbers from the program at 1,900. The stats on the big screen here, 2,292 yards for Cadell, averaging 11.1 per carry.
Yeah, I think they didn't add in the program that last 350.
Yeah.
Or the 36 from the first play.
So far, yeah, Cadell here on a pitch out, cutting back, picking through the inside, and he surges forward at the end. He's got first down distance down to the 6-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Titans from there. 7-0 Lumen and looking to drive again. And, Brian, this again, our third straight time being here. And that first year, they had kind of a come-from-behind, exhilarating win at the end by it with Joel Athers making big plays. Last year, again, it was kind of a little back and forth, little in question. Right now, this feels more appropriate for this Titans team to just kind of march down here and maybe take a two-score lead early and feel like in control like they have all year.
Yeah, I wondered what might happen if they had a close game, but I don't think we're going to see it.
Titans give it to Williams. Cuts back in. He's into the end zone. Cadell for a second touchdown. This time just 6 yards. And it's 13-0 Lumen Christi.
Yeah, Steve, we watch him, and we are spoiled because we watch him every game. And so for us, things just seem normal. But I was trying to think about what his best attribute is, and I don't know. What are you thinking? We have speed, we have power, we have vision, and we have balance. All the things that you would want, maybe your guy to possess a couple of those, and he has them all.
Oh,
I'm not sure which is the most impressive.
That's a 14-pointer there after the Salazar automatic extra point. 14-0 Lumen. 30-second commercial break. Titans will kick it off for a third time on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Ford Field here. The Titans lead at 14-0, first quarter still with 6:55 to play. Brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat to high school football all season. Supporting us getting out here and calling games. A lot of them have been Lumen Christi games, and a lot of them have looked like this. 14-0 lead for Lumen here with still a lot of time to play just in the opening quarter. Lansing Catholic's got to get something going on the offensive end. Three and out on their first possession, turnover on their second possession. Fernandez did seem like he was getting a little more willing to run, and that seemed to be a good play for the Cougars. They're huddled up on the sideline right now figuring it out.
Well, we've seen it too many times, and sometimes it's because your team's defense is so good, you can't fall behind this Lumen team because it's almost impossible to stop them. So, you know, you get behind 14, 21 points, where the stop's going to come from is a big question.
kick return squad back out there for Lansing Catholic.
And here you know him, and I know him as Mr. Automatic, but it's Andrew Salzar that's ready to put his leg into this boot.
And again, we might see if he can kick one Jake Bates style right through the end zone there. Although not the field goal, Jake Bates, Thanksgiving just, Day.
Hey, it's his first miss.
It is.
Cut him some slack.
Teed up and ready to go here for the Titans. There you go, nice and high, end over end. It's going to drop at the 2 and be returned to the 10, 20. Still in the middle of the field, 25, 26, and stopped. Really, kind of when he first encountered resistance, he went down on the return there. Braden Rabideau, who's had a great year as a receiver for the Cougars. 78 catches, 893 yards, and 10 touchdowns. Credit to Amarion Clay for the stop there on special teams. Again, we continue to see interesting formations from the Cougars. Trip receivers to the left for Fernandez. He's got one back in the backfield. It's just a design run. He keeps it, and he'll get 6 on the play, maybe 7. No, we'll say 6. 2nd and 4 now for the Cougars. And that's been their best play right now when Fernandez keeps.
Yeah, we haven't seen Lansing Catholic, so, you know, I guess we don't know. But, boy, they had their three receivers spread out so wide, you almost had to believe that was going to be a quarterback keeper just trying to make the numbers a little less there in the box for Lumen Christie.
And, again, they're spread out here with 4 wide receivers, 3 to the right side for Fernandez. Motioning from the Titans sideline, knowing it was going to be a pass play. I think we're going to get a false start. The Titans were backing out of there.
Offside.
Oh, offside call against Lumen Christie. There's the first down for Catholic on the rare penalty against the Titans.
Yeah, that must have been somebody's helmet must have been over the line or something, because I didn't see any movement.
Well, and one of the coaches on the sideline for the Titans was waving frantically to get back. I thought he was trying to say, hey, this is going to be a pass play. Let's stay in coverage. And instead, 1st and 10 for Catholic, and Fernandez is going to keep it, and the Cougars will carry it out over the 41. So they had it at the 37. 4 yards on 1st down, 2nd and 6 for the Cougars.
I see Antoine Baker coming in for Lumen Christie. He's been tough on that defensive line for them all season.
Shotgun again here, Fernandez. Kind of a wing. It's not really a running back even. It's just kind of a wing back there. Fernandez going to run. Turns away from the hole and turn him back inside, but he's still going to get about 3 yards. It'll make it 3rd down, and we'll count it as 3 here for Catholic.
Yeah, that was right on cue, Antoine Baker with the tackle, but you're right, Fernandez is such a big body, he, even after contact, he managed to fall forward and gain 2 or 3 yards.
4:59 to play, 1st quarter, 14-0, Titans lead it. It's a 3rd down and 3 here at the 44-yard line near midfield for Catholic. Rabideau in motion, now back to throw. He goes back outside. They've got to complete a pass. He's going to get a 1st down. Wherever they get him out, into Titans territory for the first time today. Pushed out of bounds at the 45. On the catch is Braden Rabideau. 1st and 10, Lansing Catholic from the 43-yard line of Lumen Christie. Good play call there, and you had Rabideau run across the formation. Then when he came back the other way, he was in the flat all alone. Good pursuit. They had a couple Titans. Dumont getting there. And then coming up to make a stop also was, we'll get that number for you in a moment. Ready to go here, 1st and 10 for Catholic. Quick pass out to the flat. And again, open and caught. And good tackle coming up to make the play on that one.
Fitzpatrick, I think so.
Yeah. Meanwhile, though, it's about 5 yards on 1st down for Lansing Catholic, and those little dink and dunks get getting them some yardage here early on. That one thrown to Benjamin Selesky.
Yeah, and this is kind of what I kind of expected to see from them in the first drive. You got to just kind of get, make a couple easy tosses, get comfortable, get rolling, get Fernandez in that groove.
They continue to spread out. Four receivers, empty backfield. Fernandez looking to throw back. Let's one go. One-on-one on the sidelines. Got a step. Caught. Down to the one-yard line. That tremendous throw by Fernandez to hit that receiver in stride. And that was Rabideau. Made the catch. Had to go down to his knees to grab it, but he did. And it's first and goal now for the Cougars.
That was not bad coverage by Dumont either. He was running stride for stride. Just a great throw. Led Rabideau right in stride. Never had to slow down a bit.
Yeah, that kind of like what we expect when we watch the NFL. Got a step.
Yeah.
That's all you needed. When the throw's on the money, that was enough distance, enough separation. First and goal. They did bounce it back to the two-yard line here. And Fernandez taking it. He's going to get stopped, but backing in. Moonwalked it. They call it a touchdown. Cougars on the board here. 14-6. Lumen Christie holding on to the lead, but the Cougars on the board. And we saw their kicker warming up. He's good from about 35.
Yeah.
So you got to imagine he's got an extra point or two in him today if he needs it.
Plus he's left-footed. We love the lefties around here.
That's something about that aesthetic, yep. Like looking in the mirror. Yeah, they get down there, and you almost just felt like you got a run play down here. It's got to be Fernandez, your 6'3", 230 quarterback. And he did, on the replay here, lean in just at the end of the run.
That's a big drive for Lansing Catholic.
Here we go, the extra point try coming. So holds good. Kick is up. Blocked! And that was actually caught. Jack Fitzpatrick caught it on the deflection. Titans block the extra point. Make it 14-6. 30-second break, and we'll kick it off again. 3:21 to play first quarter. Titans lead on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
An exciting first quarter here. 3 minutes, 21 seconds still to play, and we've had three scores already. Titans lead at 14-6. Catholic did move it downfield quickly, including that big pass play. And that, Brian, is why in the pregame, I said Catholic's going to have a good chance because you can scheme in some passing and try to catch, Lumen Christie with the pass game, and they're going to get you a few times, but you're going to get them a few times too, and that's one of the times.
Yeah.
See what they do on defense now.
And the key too is he had enough time to make that pass. You know, like,
yeah.
Lumen Christie's defensive line does such a good job of getting pressure on the quarterback. Sometimes that's hard, but I think just Fernandez's threat to run kind of keeps them at home a little bit. Their ears aren't pinned back quite as much. They're kind of, recognizing that his running ability might be there. Hey, by the way, Steve, that was Isaac Rayberg with the block. And it's funny, usually Saturday and Sundays you see a block kick. You talk about somebody's big paw getting up there. But Rayberg only at 5'9", that's usually not the guy you see blocking kicks.
Right.
Got his little baby paw in there.
58 yards on the long pass, Fernandez, and then, of course, the 6-yard TD run. Six carries now for Fernandez, 31 yards, and one touchdown. Titans back to return. Amarion Clay and Josh Dumont deep, standing on the 5-yard line. And again, our left-footed kicker for Lansing Catholic, Gavin Rabideau. Approaching. Bombing. That's going to go to the sideline and out of bounds. So the flag will come out. Good field position to start here for the Titans on their third possession of the game. 14-6, first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating. 3:21 to play. Brian, you know, the Ford Field doesn't sell Ghost energy drinks, and I can't bring one in from outside. So I've just been drinking sodas up here, but I did have a Ghost energy drink earlier today. Citrus flavor.
I think you're underestimating your sneakiness. You should be able to sneak one of those in.
I got the Tri-County water in. Nobody said a word. I probably could have put a Ghost energy in there and gotten it. Look up on the big board some highlights from last week's win over Marine City, including that 80-yard touchdown reception Wes learned. The school principal over there, Ben, certainly proud of his boy. So the re-kick is going to happen this time from the 35. I like that for the Titans. Give you guys, give your players a chance to make plays.
And Clay is electric.
Yep. They're going to squib it down. So we'll still get down to about the 13 where Dumont takes it, goes to the left side. Gets away from defender, out of bounds at the 31. It's a large ovation from the Cougar fans over there, maybe just because their players are over on their sideline.
Yeah, that, and it looked like Dumont wanted to give him a stiff arm, and that guy threw him down WWE style. I still say WWF more, though, but
yeah,
that's just my age.
You managed to make the change. But
I'm trying to
I just
evolve.
Know everybody, when they hear WWF, they think World Wildlife Fund and some confusion.
They're not thinking Junkyard Dog.
No, they won the lawsuit. They get to save WWF. Titans come back out. Cadell Williams in the backfield. Six carries for 73 so far. He takes it on first down. Spins away to the outside. Bounces outside. What a jump cut. First down. Gets up to the 50. And he's going to be stopped out of bounds. So you go right out there with a 20-yard first down run. Actually, they got him back to the 48. Must have been the first spot where he stepped out.
Awesome.
What a nice carry by Cadell.
I was happy for Cash Calhar. He always splits out so wide. He's never in any action, but he had a nice little block there. He's like, oh, he's coming my way. I'll do something out here.
Sure, Cash will get a chance to haul it up, catch some point today. First and 10 Titans from their own 48-yard line. Calhar split wide right. Saunders in motion from the left side. Settles in. And Cadell follows him right into the hole, into Cougar territory to the 47-yard line. Maybe second down and 5.
Yeah, and Steve, here we are, 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter about, or excuse me, the first quarter, and Timmy Crowley is yet to throw a pass, which means I'm going to dub him as the best quarterback in these finals that will have not thrown a pass in the first quarter, if indeed that happens.
We do get down to the 2.5 mark as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 5. Right on that Detroit Lions logo. Crowley takes a snap, gives to Williams to the right side. He bounces to the outside. Now cuts back in away from a tackler. Past the 40-yard line to the 39-yard line. And that's enough distance to move the chains. First and 10 for Lumen Christie from there. 2:18 to play. We're in the first quarter. It's 14-6 Titans with the football and driving. A little personnel swap here. I think kind of feel like the Titans are moving in personnel in and out just to kind of keep guys fresh. Logan Decker come to the sideline. Dumont gets in there. He's on the end. Left side with Saunders. Right side Kalahar. Saunders comes now from left to the right side. They fake it to Cadell Williams. Enter out to Dumont. He's got nothing but green to the 10. 5. Touchdown, Lumen! 39-yard line, and a little fake run end around to Josh Dumont, and he takes it all the way untouched. Great blocking to set up that run for Dumont. Great play call from the Lumen sideline.
Yeah, here you fake to Williams over to the left side, and everybody on the Lansing defense goes that way, and Dumont just kind of walks it from 39 yards.
20 to 6 Titans lead. I wanted to say 21, but we got to let Andrew Salazar make this kick. And we've been spoiled because we haven't even been able to announce or jinx him on any of these. He's been so automatic. And indeed, he continues to do so. 21-6. Lumet Christie leads it. And let's go ahead and take a 30-second commercial break. Kick it off again for the Titans with 1:41 to play here in the first quarter.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes of Ford Field, Titans leading it 21-6. We're still here in the first quarter of action with a minute 41 to play. Cadell Williams is over the 100-yard mark with 9 carries, 2 TDs, averaging 11.6 a carry, pretty close to his season average. Meanwhile, Josh Dumont, 1 carry, 39 yards and a touchdown. Lumen doing damage on the ground. No passes, as you mentioned yet, Brian. Well, I think we'll see a pass very early in the possession for Lansing Catholic as they get it back here. Kickoff for Salazar. Not as deep as he's kicked so far. 8-yard line returned, Rabideau, and he got caught, and he able to drag a guy a little bit. Gets out to the 25. Was that Clay getting to him first?
It was Clay. And you're right, he looked like a rodeo rider. He hopped on Rabideau's back and went about, I don't think he made it the full 7 seconds. Was it 7 seconds?
Eight seconds,
yeah. That 7 didn't sound right. Sorry I'm not up to date on my rodeo times, but you had me.
I'm surprised. It's one of the things people think about you is like,
just a good old country cowboy.
Fernandez in the shotgun here. He does have a back in the backfield with him. He's worked empty quite a bit. The back rolling out of the... He's going to throw into the middle of the field. It's batted down at the line. He had a guy in the middle of the field on a curl route.
Yeah, that was Rayberg. It hit him, and he is disappointed in himself that he didn't come up with that.
Yeah, Isaac Rayberg, you can't undervalue what he's done playing both ways for this team, doing the hard task of playing the fullback and clearing the road for Cadell Williams and carrying the ball himself and then going out and playing middle linebacker and being very active on every play. Fernandez takes a snap. He takes off on the run out to about the 30-yard line, 31 if that official stays where he is. And that'll make a third down and about 5 for Lansing Catholic.
Yeah, it was odd. Before the game, I looked up in my sports dictionary where it said winner, gamer, good teammate. And Isaac Rayberg's picture was in there. I was kind of surprised. Of all the athletes in America, that would be the one the sports dictionary chose to use.
Third down and 5 from their own 31. Lansing Catholic feels big here. You got to kind of hold serve a little bit here with the Titans, knowing you're going to have to kick it off to them in the second half. And we're almost to the end of 1:44 seconds. Fernandez chased out of the pocket. He's going to get dropped. He gets past the line of scrimmage, so it won't be a sack. But it will be 4th down and 4 for Lansing Catholic.
Here's where it gets interesting. I think they're sending in the punt unit, but you and I talk about this all the time. I don't even know why you bother punting to Lumen. I throw that out the window because, again, you're just giving them the ball where they're going to go score. Like, I feel like they're so hard to stop. Does it really matter that they have to travel 35 yards or 55 yards?
And he's going to fake.
There you go.
And he's going to get dropped.
And you know what? If that's where you feel like your best play is and your best chance to get it, I'm all behind that call. I just don't know if you want to take the ball out of Alex Fernandez's hands when you could let him make a choice.
They, I mean, if they have a next tier player, it's going to be Rabideau. He's the one who punts, and he was the one who kept it on the fake. Just, you see that a lot, where guys will kind of roll out to punt. We do have a timeout on the field. Let's go ahead and take advantage. 30-second commercial break here for the broadcast. Titans ball when we come back after they stop the fake punt on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Titans with the lead and getting the football back as they switch ends here. They'll work right to left on your radio dial. Again, the fake punt. We see a lot of times where a punter will kind of almost roll out and punt or kick on the run. And it looked like what Rabideau was doing to start, and then he just kept it and kept running. But good heads-up play by the Titans. Special teams stopped him for a short gain, but not enough to move the chains, and the Titans take over with great field position and a 21-6 lead.
Steve, I'm kind of checking out the fan kick here.
Got it.
Both Lumen Christi and Lansing Catholic fans knocked it through.
We've seen a pretty impressive fan participation today. Halftime of that first game, we had one punt, one throw, and then you had to make a field goal to get all the way 100 yards. The kid punted it out to about the 40,
yeah.
Threw it down to about the 8, yeah, and then kicked it in from there. I don't know what he wins. But he looked really cool to us, so
yeah.
Whatever prize couldn't be as valuable as that.
And how about the young lady from Jackson that just booted the 20-yard field goal? She must be a soccer player.
I've tried field goals, Brian. It's you watch guys on TV, maybe you make fun of Jake Bates for missing one on Thursday, but I couldn't do it. It's a tough job, and making field goals, that's why we appreciate Andrew Salazar to go out there and make as many extra points as he does, because we see a lot of teams that they're so poor at it, they don't even try. They just go for two every play. So it's a valuable tool to have, and when you're just a fan of the game and you can still do it, well, even more impressive perhaps. First down
and 10. And it's cool that Salazar just anchors the line, the offensive line as well.
Coming across, Callahan in motion. Sets up on the left side. They play action fake. Rolling out, Crowley looking back. He's got Callahan with a step. He's got Saunders with a step. Up high to catch it. It's loose and incomplete. I thought he had Callahan maybe a little better open in the end zone. Chose Saunders, and still a good play, and he had a chance at it. Just couldn't pull it down.
Yep. We figured there was going to be a little play action sometime coming because Crowley's too good to not let him spin it every now and then.
11:53 to play. We're underway in the second quarter here. Our second, third, fourth quarter is all brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Happy Thanksgiving to the Conopackies and the whole team at Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Crowley under center now. And they go to Cadell Williams to the right side. And again, he's ahead of steam. He's 5 yards deep before he's even hit. He does get upended quickly, and they get down to the 29. It'll be third down and 5 from there.
Yeah, that's why when you're Lumen, you can throw those, take those chances on first down and go deep, try to catch somebody off guard, because figure if you don't make it, you just give it to Goodell a couple times, and now you're in fourth and 1, if not a first down.
I know a lot of times you might say, well, you know, 4 yards is a lot of yards, but he averages 11 a carry. They give it to him to the left side. Bounces out. Leaves the tackler. Still got some work to do to get to the line to gain it. I don't think he got it. I don't think they're going to give it to him. I think they got it at the 25, making it 4th and 1.
Yeah, that's one where Cadell, I think, could have stuck his foot in the ground and got that first down, but he's just so used to being able to make a big play.
You know, I was thinking that about watching the Lions yesterday, and I feel like David Montgomery, every time he gets it, he expects to get a first down, whatever it is, first and 10, first and 5, or third and whatever. Yep. He thinks he's going to get a first down. I think when Jameer Gibbs gets it, he thinks he's going to score a touchdown.
Yeah,
every time.
Yep.
And I think Cadell's got a little bit of that in him, where if he doesn't score a touchdown, he feels like he didn't do all that he could. And so on fourth and one, they give it up to Rayburg, and he gets the distance. First and 10, Titans at the 22-yard line. And the Lansing Catholic half of the field looking to maybe march in here for their fourth score of the day, leading 21-6, 11 minutes in the second quarter here.
And if you're just tuning in, Lumen Christie's touched had three possessions and three touchdowns.
J.J. Brown in at receiver, split wide right. Cadell offset in the backfield, comes across with the handoff, tries to bounce outside, and he went down to one knee, lost his footing. That's lucky for Catholic, because it looked like Cadell Williams was about to go to the end zone.
Yeah,
he stopped at the 20.
And I talked about his balance. That's one of the first times I've seen him get knocked where he actually went down. To his credit, he was going to stay. You know, that knee just barely touched.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed on his feet.
Titans in their green jerseys, gold helmets, gold pants. White numbers. Crowley under center. Saunders in motion from right to left. They give to Williams behind Saunders. Bounces off a tackle. Now off another one. Spinning away. And he's down to about the 15. And that'll be on second and 8. He's going to get it about 6 and make it 3rd and 2. Twelve carries, 115 yards for Cadell so far.
Keeping that average up there.
It's actually below average for him, 9.6 a carry.
What's wrong with him?
21-6 Titans, 9:54 to play and ticking here. In just a moment, Crowley under center, Cadell the deep back. They give it to Rayburg. Slices through, gets the first down on that 3rd and 2. He's down to the 10. First and goal from there for Lumen Christie.
It's funny, in that short yardage situation, they have Rayburg and Sean Wilicki up there. They've handed it to Rayburg each time, and Wilicki kind of gives him the little tush push. Wilicki gives Rayburg a little extra shove.
Wilicki goes to the sideline. Cash Kalahar back on the field. The top receiving threat for the Titans. He's split wide left. Again, first and goal from the 10. Cadell Williams, the deep back I formation. Now two fullbacks to block for Cadell as he takes it, bounces outside. He's got the corner of the end zone. He's pushed out of bounds, and they're going to get him at the 4. No, they're going to say the 2-yard line.
That one almost looked like had he maybe dove or something. Maybe he could have got in there, but it was almost as if he thought, I'll just do it the next day. I'll take it.
It looked to me like before he could plant and dive, he realized he had stepped on the sideline. It's great awareness of where he is, you know, on the field at all times, it feels like. And so they give it to Rayburg on second and goal from the 2, and he barrels in to the end zone. And so Isaac Rayburg on the scoreboard. The Titans on the scoreboard again, 27-6 with 9:19 to play here in the first half. And the Titans extend their lead.
And I'm going to guess, Steve, that they're going to extend it by one more point.
Herr Automatik.
You said that just before I got it. We've been partners too long.
I guess so. There's your snap. Hold. Oh, it was a little low. Great hold there to get it up, and Salazar does what Salazar does. 28-6. Lumen Christie leads at 9:19 to play first half. Back in 30 seconds with the kickoff on WKHM.
need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Well, stay tuned at the halftime. We'll have the MHSAAs this week in high school sports. I think they're going to run down the eight-man results from their tournament last weekend. Cadell Williams now 14 carries, 129 yards for two touchdowns. Rayburg has toted it four times for 15 yards. He's got a score. And, of course, we know Josh DeMott, one carry for 39 yards and a touchdown. That's accounted for all the Titans' points, four extra points for Andrew Salazar. Just the one score now for Lansing Catholic. They'll have another chance at it here in a moment. Fernandez, four out of six for 58 yards, most of it. And that one toss.
And Lumen has that kind of defense that you have to get some big plays against them. They're too good to just kind of plod your way down the field. Although Fernandez has looked pretty good with his legs so far. He's been toting it at 4 or 5 yards a carry.
Salazar will tee it up one more time here to kick off. Rabideau deep for the Cougars. And here we go. Those TV timeout breaks here. Salazar puts it into one here, down to the three. Returned and upended there. Out to the 20 on the carry. That was Xavier Luea. And stopped at right about the 20-yard line. They'll actually put him on the 19, mate. No, they're spotting the 20. All right. First and 10. Almost, might as well have been a touchback.
Yeah, we'll give credit to that tackle to Hayden Gilbolt.
Yeah, good tackle in the open field there on the special teams. Titans on defense here. Shotgun for Fernandez, and Lansing Catholic looking to throw. Now he's going to get chased out of the pocket. Get brought down for a sack. 4 yard loss on the play. Charlie Saunders making another defensive play here.
Yeah, I don't know if I can call him an unsung hero because we talk about him quite a bit, actually. He's a sung hero. Don't know if that's a term, but it is now.
Saunders looking like he's getting out in coverage here. Empty backfield for Fernandez. Looking to throw. Unleashes it. And hit. Bounced off the tackle. Clay coming up, make the hit. And the receiver spun away from it. Still going to go out of bounds for a short gain. Back to that original line of scrimmage now. Third down and 10.
It's got to be fun to be a Lumen Christi defensive back when you know you just don't have to cover long usually. you know everything's going to kind of be right out front because that defensive line is going to be getting to him. Ball has to come out in a hurry.
Third and 10, 20-yard line. Lansing Catholic, empty backfield, Fernandez. He's a running threat. He's going to look to throw. Lets it go into the slot. Caught. First down. Turning upfield to the 32-yard line. And tackled there. And that was Luea on the catch.
Yeah, that was a strong pass there by Fernandez. Just a 12-yard pitch, but it had some heat to it.
37-yard line here on their end of the field still. Lansing Catholic, first down. Fernandez, again, alone in the backfield. Looks to throw. Got a slant route, caught. and fighting forward. Might have gotten first down distance. I think they're going to put him at the 46, just a yard shy. Nice pass and catch there. Leland Van Alstein, 6 foot, 145, junior wide receiver for Lansing Catholic. Second down and one. 28-6, Titans lead it here. Second quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We have 7-11 ticking away here at Ford Field, and the Titans with a three-score lead on the defense. Lansing Catholic near midfield. Second down and one. Line to gain is the 47. And Fernandez is going to get that and then some. Carrying it all the way into Lumen territory, and they're going to spot him at the 46-yard line. Now they move it. Official came out pretty certain that's where it was, and then the other guy goes, no, it's here on the other side. 44-yard line, first and 10. Catholic.
Fernandez is showing us all the things that we heard about him.
He's in the backfield here again, first and 10. Rabideau in motion across the formation right to left, now running out. Fernandez looks away from him, goes into the slot again. And hit and tackle, we get a flag in during the tackle. Titans saying the ball came out. That'll be after the whistle, perhaps. And I'm curious what that flag might be for.
It looked like Walicki was the first one in coverage. I don't know if he got a hand on the face mask on that tackle or what happened there.
That's the call for a face mask, 5 yard face mask. First down, Catholic again, this time at the Lumen Christi 33.
Steve, this is the kind of drive that we assumed Lansing Catholic was going to be able to do sometimes. The question we had pregame was, would they be able to stop Lumen Christi? So far, the answer to that has been not even close.
0 for 4. First and 10. Catholic empty backfield as Rabideau runs out of the backfield, and now it's going to be a run, and Cassius Griffin saw that quick. No, it's Antoine Baker, rather, coming up to make the stop. Fernandez get a couple yards. They'll put him out to the 30-yard line, but a great tackle there by Baker to spot that run happening and come make a play. Second down and 7.
And you can see the defensive line isn't really trying to get upfield like to sack Fernandez because they're aware of his running capabilities. Doing a good job of staying home and being ready in position.
Fernandez out of the backfield, rolling left, looking to throw. Let's it go to the sideline. Caught and knocked out of bounds there. 27-yard line. It's going to make a third down and about 4 here for Catholic. And that's Lawea on the reception.
Yeah, nice pass and nice catch by Lawea because Mason Herney draped on him too. Definitely two plays here to pick up the first down for Lansing Catholic, you would assume.
Herney with the tackle, 3rd and 4. Back to throw. Fernandez gets the slant inside. And brought down. They'll give him forward progress to the 24, which is about a yard shy of the line to gain. 4th and 1 here for Lansing Catholic.
Yeah,
chance for the Titans to get off the field with under 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter.
And once again, good coverage by Josh Dumont this time. Fernandez really threading the needle in some of these. And the receiver's coming up with sticky hands.
Yeah, you can see why they had the numbers they had, whether it's Fernandez or the two receivers that catch most of these balls. He throws a really nice ball, and he's got a strong arm. He's a big, strong kid.
I'd be surprised to see a timeout here.
And I think that's just what we got. It's a Catholic with the timeout. Let's go ahead and take 30 seconds ourselves. 4:24 to play in the second quarter. Titans lead 28-6, but Lansing Catholic driving. Big fourth down. We return on WKHM.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Brian, I always think about the adjustments that come into play here versus the playoffs versus, you know, Lumen plays three home games every year in the playoffs, then they go to that other field, the neutral site, and then they come here. And the noteworthy thing, I think, about the state championship games are all televised, and there's a different timing. So every timeout's a little longer. Every score, it's a little, you know, those things. And adjusting to that, small things, but, you know, that's the kind of advantage that you can have as a quarter, as a coach who's been here as many times as they have, to kind of know how to act during those moments.
Yeah, you're right. Both coaches have seen it, though, so they're a little bit stalemated.
Back to throw Fernandez on fourth and one. Chase out of the pocket. Now nowhere to go. Let's one go to the sideline. Incomplete. Big play. Titans defense.
Wow. Now that one I'm not sure of. You have a guy like Fernandez and the power that he possesses. You roll him out. Try to throw it clear across the field on a fourth and one.
Fernandez fired up after the play, too. Getting in some grills down there. But, yeah, I don't know why you don't just line up helmet to helmet. Let Fernandez use that big body to grab that yard. Called the pass play, and the Titans came with kind of a blitz, it looks like. And it was the right play call defensively.
And that might have been a plan being like a more of a run blitz that just turned out all right because, boy, Lumen hasn't really stopped Fernandez from picking up a yard yet.
Two receivers for Crowley split right. Cadell Williams, the D-back, takes the pitch out to that direction. Turns on the afterburners, breaks a tackle into the secondary, cuts it back in the middle of the field. Racing, and no one's going to get him. Cadell Williams to the 10-5. Touchdown, Lumen Christie from the 24-yard line. Takes it all the way, and Cadell Williams never seems like you're that far away from seeing a big Cadell Williams breakaway run like that.
Well, we mentioned we were setting his over-under just joking around at about 250. Does that one put him over? It's going to be close, I know.
Yeah, I think they got it at 205 right now.
Okay.
76 yards for the touchdown there for Cadell. And we're not at halftime yet. So 405 to play, 34-6 Lumen Christie, and Cadell Williams just showing, again, all the skill set on that play. Extra point for Salazar is good. And it's 35-6. 4:05 to play in the first half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Let's take another 30-second commercial break and kick it up again for Lumen Christie, going big here in the state championship.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Thirty-five to six, for Lumen Christie. You said it, Brian. Five possessions, five touchdowns, and that. If you're Lansing Catholic and you feel like you've got a way to score, do you have a way to stop them? Right now, they haven't been able to do either, really. That turnover on downs is perplexing on the play call. I have a question about that, but it was a pretty decent drive for Lansing Catholic. And it kind of reminds me of, I don't remember who said it. Asked about you know, the Lions, what do we do to slow them down? So we got to keep our offense on the field longer so theirs can't be. That's one thing you could do to help yourself is keep your offense out there and score points. But
it's about the only thing to do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can tell Lansing Catholic's punter he can take the rest of the day off. I don't know what I would think at this point. You just have four downs to get a first down out of all the drives. Because, like I said, you can't punt it back to this Lumen Christi offense because at the moment it feels like the only one that can stop them is be themselves. If you fumbled or got a stupid penalty or something. But, yeah. Boy, you get one penalty and still feel like you're pretty safe that you're going to get first downs.
And I feel like this, too, for – remember Toledo-St. Francis final there, 63-35. So St. Francis put up 35 points in that game. But if we were watching it, that's – Lumen Christi just kept feeling like, all right, I guess we got to keep scoring. If they're going to score, we have to score. And that's kind of how it feels. Even if you're able to figure out the defense and how to score points for yourself, it's even harder to try to stop the Titans. And no one's done it yet. And they ran out of guys. This is the last chance they had to be stopped, and nobody can do it. And short of a miracle turnaround in the second half, 35-6 lead right now with 4:05 to play in the half. Titans are well on their way to their third consecutive state championship. Kickoff is a touchback.
It's almost as if you're saying, you know, it's not a question of, you know, are we going to win, but it's by how much, and when is the running clock coming in? That's been kind of the question that we've had.
Yeah.
It is cool. You beat Caddell Williams in 10 years from now. You say, yeah, I had 210 and three touchdowns, and somebody, oh, that's a good game. He's like, no, that was the first quarter and a half.
Yeah, you come in 42-8 win over Dearborn Heights, Robichaud. 49-28 over Ida, and then 42-6 Constantine. And then last week's big win over Marine City. Now defensively, Lansing Catholic maybe opened it up a bit. And there was one through the hands of Luea. Had his chance at it and just missed it. So that's a drop on first down. Just a nice crossing route. He was open. Got to his hands. Maybe throw was maybe a little behind him, but I still feel like you grabbed that one.
And you do sense in this game, watching this game, we kind of get a feel by now for sure. And you do feel like Lansing Catholic can move the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a couple self-inflicted wounds as well. But you do not have a sense their defense is going to stop Lumen.
No. Fernandez back to throw on second down. Goes to the sideline route to Revido. And he caught it. And it's going to get to the 28-yard line. Third down and two for Catholics. Like you said, third down and two comes up. You got two tries to get 2 yards, you expect, at this point.
Yeah, and you would expect Fernandez to keep the ball in his hands and run. We look for a quarterback draw here.
He's alone in the backfield, rolling out to throw. Makes the throw. Good catch. Tough pass and catch there. Good coverage by the Titans, but the way it makes the catch for a good gain and takes it out to the 36-yard line. First and 10 there for the Cougars.
Boy, Fernandez does have all the throws, too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's rolling out, and he's hitting people in the numbers on those rollouts.
They won a lot of close games in the postseason to get here. Tough opponents. And you can see why. You get a quarterback that you can rely on like that. And they can make plays down the stretch to make you very dangerous late in the game. Takes the snap here on first down. He's back to pass. Chase from the pocket. Now looking to run. Now throws it away. Almost caught Rabideau on the run. A little behind him and incomplete. And I almost thought he was past the line of scrimmage when he threw it, but just right behind it. Good sense of where he was on the field for Fernandez.
Yeah, Fernandez stepped up in the pocket. Looked like he was going to take off running. Saw Rabideau right at the last second.
It was a quick throw, too, like we're talking about his arm, and he has that quick power out of a flick of the wrist. made a nice throw there despite being incomplete. Second down and 10. Back to throw again. Fernandez looking. Now gets a guy on the move. Nice jump and catch. Lawea again. Reeling one in after he had that drop earlier in this possession. He's gotten a lot more sticky on the hands there. That was another nice throw. He went up to catch that one. And first down, Lansing Catholic in Titan territory again at the 47-yard line. Lumen leads it, though, 35-6. We have 2:53 to play till halftime.
Ilawea listed at 6'3". He needed to be all of that to come down with that one.
Fernandez, shotgun, looking to throw, goes right to the curl route. Turn around to run upfield and ripped out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. The catch made there by Van Alstine. And it'll be second down and 3.
And that was Clay on the coverage for Lumen Christi. Just a junior. We'll be calling his name a lot next year.
Yeah, he's at least seems to be in line for that primary ball carrier role when Williams graduates. And we've seen him be slippery fast on the offense. And he's a pretty good cover guy here. And as we've mentioned, Fernandez making tremendous throws. The Titans coverage has not been bad. Fernandez and a little too much cushion there for Rabideau on the play. Breaks a tackle up the sideline and bounced out of bounds, but not until he makes it to the 6-yard line. They gave him a lot of cushion on that one, and he took advantage. Rabideau with a first down and his first and goal, Lansing Catholic.
Yeah, those receivers for Lansing Catholic probably too shifty to be giving him that much cushion. Was that Fuller that came over and kind of saved that touchdown?
Yeah, it looked like it. First and goal from the 6 for Lansing Catholic. Fernandez rolling to his right. He's got a chase away from tackler. He's hit and going down. Gets the throw away, and it's caught by Lawea in the end zone. Touchdown, Cougars. Tribute to Fernandez' arm strength because he had tackler taken his legs out, and he was leaning forward to make that when he makes that throw. And a little sliding catch there for Lawea in the corner of the end zone. It makes it touchdown. Cougars.
Yeah, you just mentioned his arm strength and his just the wrist flick right there, and that's all he could do as he was falling to the ground. Good pursuit there. I think that was Baker, maybe.
35-12. Catholic deciding if they're going to kick or go for the two-point try. And that will be what happens. Hey, they're in the first touchdown, they had their kick blocked. Fernandez empty backfield away in motion across right to left, now running into the end zone. And you get a timeout called before the play for Lansing Catholic. Keep it here. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Halftime will break for the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment. Of course, our game coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain here in the second quarter. Although we've got a ton of people to thank for the whole year here. Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, Fuller's ChemDry, Alroll Metals and Plastics, Wilby Transit Mix, Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing on the list of folks.
Anybody supporting high school athletics gets my respect.
Yeah, we're getting ready. Quick turnaround as our football coverage comes to a close this afternoon. Tuesday, we're back out doing high school hoops as Jonesville visits Michigan Center. And we'll tip that off around 7 o'clock. That'll be about a 6:45 pregame here at WKHM, online at WKHM.com. Little home game action there for our couple of Michigan Center grads here.
And here, just when you thought the long season of football is finally coming to a close, and maybe you wouldn't have to see me for a while, but no such luck for you.
I don't have to miss you. All right, we're back on the field here for the two-point try. Again, 35-12. Titans lead this one, 2:18 to play, and looking for the two-point conversion. Look at that passing. caught but hit immediately. Great reaction and tackle there. Is that Fitzpatrick?
It is Fitzpatrick.
Conversion no good. 35-12 is where we stand. 2:18 to play here. Let's take 30 seconds. Kick it off when we come back on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the press box here at Ford Field from the 50-yard line, seven floors up. Great vantage point for this 35-12 Lumen Christi Titans lead. 2 minutes and 18 seconds, and you'll not convince me that this isn't plenty of time for the Titans to go down and score. All it takes is one Cadell Williams run.
Yeah, you're thinking if you're Lansing Catholic, great, we scored. But then you look up and see 2:18 sitting there and think, oh, that might be a little too much time.
Titans get it back to start the second half. Dumont fields a kickoff at the 10. Running behind Clay to the 20, to the 30, and out of bounds at the 31. First and 10 for the Titans there. Dumont had a really nice 39-yard end-around touchdown run in the first quarter.
A couple punishing kick returns by Dumont, too, who he's doing the one seeking out the contact.
Yeah, he's handing out, issuing out the damage. T.J. Brown and Cash Kalahar split to the right for Crowley. Then we have Decker and Saunders in motion. They pitch it out to Cadell to the right. Get a block. He stays to the outside. Looking for somewhere to turn it up. Gets to the sideline, and we're going to get a flag in him. I think it's going to be a hold out there on Kalahar. So this might be coming back. Cadell Williams bounced out of bounds, and they're already walking it back here.
Yeah, that was a good block by Saunders out there. And Kalahar just looked like he was holding that block a little too long, got those hands outside.
Happened speculating, about, but.
Yeah.
Ten yards from the spot.
Yeah, which might put him right back about at the original line.
I don't want to have to be that referee standing there by Coach Jim Baker. We're getting an earful about that. I don't know what he's saying, but he's fired up over on that sideline. All right, first down, Titans. They give to Williams. He's going to get the first down. So they spotted it at the 35, and the line to gain didn't move, so it was first and about five. Titans carry it out to the 45, first and 10 from there.
Yeah, and what you would think would be kind of in your little two-minute drill here, kind of a hurry-up with a minute 53 to go, and believe all their timeouts still left for Lumen. It looks like they still have three.
35-12 Titans. Crowley rolling out to throw on first down. Cocks it, then holds, now gives it up. Kalahar makes the catch into Cougar territory to the 39, and Kalahar wide open out there. It looked like maybe zone coverage found a soft spot, and Crowley didn't miss him.
You said Kalahar would get a target or two. And usually when he does, he comes down with it.
Yeah, he's a very reliable set of paws on Cash Kalahar. You'd like to have him behind the plate, too, if you're one of these Titans pitchers. And well, I'm sure we'll get a Titans baseball game or two in the mix this year.
Kalahar getting out of bounds, so saving those timeouts.
First and 10, 39. Rolling out to throw again. Now the inside handoff to DeMont. Great play. And the Titans take it out to the 22. That little fake rollout, inside handoff. DeMont taking the delayed handoff for a big gain out to the 22 for the Titans. First and 10.
It's funny, I don't see teams do that very often. It's kind of a little, almost like old school Statue of Liberty play.
Yep.
But boy, when we see the Titans run it, it works 90% of the time, yeah. 100% of the time.
And that's what they do, the creative play calling and the timing of the play calling for them. And then you give it to Cadell from the 22, breaks the tackle, dips past the guy. Pointing down to the end zone. Cadell stopped at the 5, first and 10, or excuse me, first and goal for the Titans from there. Cadell Williams with another nice run and a couple pretty moves on the carry for Cadell.
Sorry, I was chuckling during your call, but that was just natural laughter at the moves Cadell made. I don't think we can even do him justice with our words on the radio.
And for fantasy football fans, Brock Bowers with a touchdown. Cadell now takes his into the end zone. So a 5-yard scamper for Cadell. Touchdown Lumen. And that's 41-12.
Well, apparently the 208 was plenty of time for the Lumen offense.
We've still got 37 seconds. Think they can get it back and score again?
If they get it back, yes.
carries, 251 yards tonight for Cadell. It's 13.2 average, 4 touchdowns. Brian, that's the over, right? 251. We should have made it a first half.
First half over. Maybe you misunderstood me. I had 250 as his first half over.
Extra point is good. 42-12 Titans. Let's take another commercial break, 30 seconds, and we'll kick it up at least once more before the end of the half on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and all Titans here. 42-12 in the first half. And they played as well as you can expect. And really, like the defensive plays, the stop on fourth down and the strip from Charlie Saunders to keep this pretty potent Lansing Catholic offense off balance a little bit. They've scored twice, and that feels like a lot, actually, for how this game has gone.
And they're going to get plenty more opportunities, too, as the offense from Lumen Christie just going to give them opportunities by scoring so quickly.
Keep finding themselves further and further behind, though. Salazar is going to squib one to the 25. Picked up there and brought down before he can make it to the 30. 29-yard line on the return. And Connor Gallagher with the return for Lansing Catholic.
If Amarion Clay isn't careful, he's going to be called special team specialist.
He's in on every play. Even if he doesn't make it, he's there. 33 seconds, and we'll get to the halftime break. 42-12, the lead here for Lumen Christie. Titan defense out on the field, and they've really rushing three here. There's a pass up the seam and caught on first down. Then Gallagher making another play after returning the kick. Catches out to the 46, first and 10. 27 seconds, clock running, and they'll spike it.
That spike was a frustration spike from Fernandez, too. Who threw it down with a little attitude.
stops the clock with 24 seconds. 42-12 Titans.
Titan safety's playing real deep on this, keeping everything in front.
Yep. Backfield empty for Fernandez, rolling out to his left. He's going to have to get away from him. Yeah, he just throw that one away. Titans in the backfield with him, particularly on the play there. Paul Sattler giving the pressure. Fernandez thrown away, makes a third down after the spike.
Yeah, the Titan defensive line not really been able to put too much pressure on Fernandez today, but Sattler sure was in there quickly.
Third and 10 from the 46-yard line. And we're down to 18 seconds. Fernandez lets it go quick in the seam again. Caught and way on the run. Spun down at the 28-yard line. So they've covered a big portion of the field here quickly. 12 seconds. And that's going to be a timeout from Catholic. That's their last timeout.
Well, you thought maybe they'd get there and be able to spike it with only a couple seconds and hang on to that last timeout. Now, if you're Lumen, you're just looking to guard the sidelines and keep them in play, and that the time will run out.
Yep. Another nice throw and catch there right in the middle of the field. Fernandez firing, and Lea, great hands. And he, again, those first couple possessions, the Titans really held him in check offensively. They've let loose a little more here. Eight catches for Lea, 92 yards and a touchdown. And Rabideau with five catches for 94. So getting a couple. That's totally for Fernandez. 18 to 24 passing for 223 and a touchdown.
Yeah, you'd think with those numbers you'd be right in it, right? Now, I will say this drive kind of added a little stats as Lumen's been kind of playing this soft prevent. But again, if you're the Lumen defensive backs, keep them in bounds. We did see kicker Gavin Rabideau good, as you said earlier in pregame, from up to 35. And those look like they might be good even up to 40. Mm-hmm. Maybe 10 yards away from being in that range.
And Fernandez to throw again. There's a guy alone on the sideline, and he's going to jump out of bounds. So that runs it down to 7 seconds. And they're going to try for the end zone here from the 17.
Yeah, I suppose when you're down 42-12, you're not really thinking field goal. Question is, can you do one or two plays here?
That's a fair question. No timeouts. Do you risk throwing something that's not in the end zone? Or do you just go right to that spot? Titans are going to take a timeout here. I think we're about to run that play.
I'm sure the Lumen Christi coaching staff right now is telling the players, hey, just keep anything in front of you in bounds, and this half is over.
And, you know, looking at the way that the Cougars lined up, whatever they've seen on film, maybe, hey, this is how they run this play, or they, you know, watch this guy or that guy. And probably you're watching Rabideau and you're watching Lea. A couple other guys have made catches, but if you're calling a play for anybody, you're calling it for one of those two guys likely.
Yeah, and Rabideau only 5'8", Lea 6'3", you'd think he'd be more likely end zone target here. And if you're Lansing Catholic, you know, that's why I think if I'm Coach Baker, I'm just saying, hey, throw it up to Lea and we'll take our chances on some kind of 50-50. If you're Lumen, hopefully you have two guys on him.
I almost say if you're Lumen, you set in an odd blitz or something, too, to make Fernandez have to think twice before he doesn't have time to sit back there and pick anybody to throw to. You got Lea and Rabideau both lined up to the right side here. Fernandez looking that direction. He's going to chase from the pocket. Now he's going to run. He's going to have one guy to beat at the 5-yard line, and he upends the quarterback, and that's going to end the half. Good coverage by the Titans, and a nice tackle at the goal line-ish by Lumen Christie and Adam Fuller making the stop, and the Titans hold out there to keep a 42-12 lead heading into the halftime break.
Yeah, and if you're Fuller there, you had to make that tackle. No one else was there to help you. A great tackle by Adam Fuller.
Went down low, didn't really wrap him, but just took those legs right out from the big 6'3", 230 guy and made the stop. All right, we're at the half. Let's take a 3-minute commercial break, and we'll come back and look at the numbers from the first half. Again, the Titans lead it here 42-12 on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlife, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minute Man Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minute Man Sewer and Drain is there with same day service. 24/7, 365. Minute Man Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinuteManSewer.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Ford Field. Halftime here, 42-12. Lumen Christie leads this one. And just looking at the numbers, would you believe it? 42-12. Lumen's got 13 first downs. Lansing Catholic has 14. Time of possession, pretty similar, I think. But Lumen with 322 rushing yards to 61 for Lansing Catholic. Catholic, though, 234 passing yards to just 16 for Lumen Christie. Those are opposite sides of a coin, and the Titans have just been able to score every possession.
Yeah, every possession, and quickly, too, so that time of possession is a little misleading. But, yeah, if you're Lansing Catholic and you get told that Alex Hernandez is going to have almost 300 total yards between his arms and his legs
yeah.
At the half, you got to believe you're in this game. But then you look up at the board and 42-12, and you're and Lumen, as you said, they're going to receive the second half kick too. And at the point of, you know, where you just, it just doesn't seem like the defense is going to stop Lumen, you're looking at a running clock here early in the third quarter.
Yep. Fernandez, 19 out of 25, passing, 234 yards and a touchdown. He's also got 12 carries for 59 yards and a touchdown on the ground. So he's kind of been the offense for them. The two fine receivers, especially Luea with 9 catches, 103 yards and a TD for him. 5 catches for Rabideau, 94 yards. And then a couple other, Leland Van Alstine with 2 catches for 16, Benjamin Selesky, 2 catches for 9, and Connor Gallagher had 1 for 12. Meanwhile, for the Titans, we sort of put the over-under for total yards for Cadell Williams at 250 to start the game. He's got 251 in the first half, 4 touchdowns. He had, what do you have, 350 and 4 touchdowns last week against Marine City. He comes here, he gets his 4 touchdowns all in the first half. And 251 yards on the ground. I assume he's at least going to see some time on the field for the third quarter, so chance to go up and above that yardage total. 2 carries for Josh Dumont for 56 yards and a TD. Rayburg, 4 carries, 15 yards and a touchdown. And then Timmy Crowley, 1 out of 2 passing for 16 yards. That connection to Cash Kalahar. And so that's all the numbers there for the first half. And well, when does the first possession without a score come for Lumen Christie? Does it happen somewhere in the later in the third quarter when they start going, when Benny Gaston's taking snaps and handing off to freshmen?
I feel like the only person from Jackson that's dropping the ball in this is me, and that's because I should have done a little research to find out some MHSA final game record,
right?
Because with 251 yards in the first half, got to feel like Cadell Williams has a chance of breaking some record. I just don't know what that is right
now. Definitely putting somebody at risk, for going into the record books. And then when you think about last year's numbers and this year, some combination of career finals appearances has to be already there.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's been a lot of backs that have, you know, state final rushing totals of 700 yards or whatever it is that Cadell's going to end up with.
Well, we're brought to you by Tom Coffee, Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Center, our postseason title sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Lambert's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group, and Morgan Stanley with former Titan wide receiver Casey Sykes, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, and others. Here at the half, we'll go ahead and take a 3-minute break. We're going to get you the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment, and then we'll be back here at Ford Field as the Titans get the football to start the second half, and they lead at 42-12 here at WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Bailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
The first two football championships of 2024 are captured, and do you remember the very first football title games? I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Eight-player football champions were crowned at the Superior Dome in Marquette on Saturday.
Garza takes a snap. He throws, looking down the left sideline, has a man, end zone, touchdown! Deckerville takes the lead! Scores it for the Eagles.
That was Matt Chapkus of the MHSAA Championship Network on the call as Deckerville came back from double digits twice to win the Division I title 30-28 over Pickford. It's Deckerville's second championship in eight-player as they also won it all in 2012. And in Division II, Crystal Falls Forest Park jumped out to a 28-0 lead over Morris before cruising to a 42-20 victory. Nick Stevens accounted for three touchdowns for the Trojans. This is also Forest Park's second eight-player title. They previously won it all in 2017. For more on both games, please check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Byron Center quarterback Landon Tungate. He ran for 169 yards and six touchdowns in a semifinal win over East Lansing. East Grand Rapids swimmer Kate Simon. She finished first in two individual races and was on four relay winning teams as EGR won its 27th state title. And Molly and Mallory Reck. The twins from Northville combined for 46 kills in a D1 finals win over Rockford, giving Northville its first volleyball state title.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
During the 11-player football finals, coaches will have the ability to challenge plays, but there are some limitations to what they can challenge. First, a team must have a timeout available and call it to initiate a review. Second, there are a limited number of items that can be reviewed. Those include catch or no catch, ball carrier in or out of bounds, forwards or backwards pass, and a handful of others. If successful, the coach will be given back the timeout. In overtime, coaches can challenge once, no matter how many overtime periods are played, and only if they have a timeout. All potential scoring and turnover plays will continue to be automatically reviewed.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. This weekend's 11-player football finals at Ford Field are the 50th in MHSAA history. The very first MHSAA football championships were played in 1975 at two locations. The Class A and D finals were played on the campus of Western Michigan University, while Classes B and C were played at Central Michigan. In Class A, Livonia Franklin defeated Traverse City 21-7 for that first title. Franklin's defense was the story of the game, picking off four passes and holding a high-powered Traverse City offense to just one score. It's the first and only football title for Franklin. In Class B, Dearborn Divine Child shut out Saginaw MacArthur 21-zip. Divine Child scored twice on defense and a third following a fumble recovery in the victory. Class C saw Ishpeming knock off Hudson 38-22. Hudson came into this game riding a 72-game winning streak, but Ishpeming blocked a punt for a score and never looked back after grabbing a 24-8 first-quarter lead. And in Class D, Crystal Falls Forest Park, yes, this year's 8-player Division II champ, beat Flint Holy Rosary 50-0 to win. Forest Park would repeat as Class D champs in 1976, becoming the first with two MHSAA football titles. More on all 332 11-player championships can be found online at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. See Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Titans back out of the locker room, stretching on the field, getting ready for the second half, coming into this leading 42-12. And it's been a dominating effort for the Titans thus far, and I only anticipate more of the same. Other two games so far, 9:30 this morning, Beale City and Riverview Gabriel Richard in Division 8. That was a win for Beale City, 43-14. And the game right before ours, we saw the conclusion there, Goodrich 35-6 winners over Niles in Division 4. Coming up after our game, 7 o'clock tonight, in Division 2, it's Byron Center and Orchard Lake St. Mary's. A couple good ones. And then tomorrow's lineup starts at 9:30 a.m. Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central in Millington. That Division 7 matchup with two unbeatens. I think that's going to be a good one. And then Division 3 at 12:30, Zeeland West 12-1 versus Detroit Martin Luther King 10-3. And for Division 5, undefeated Frankenmuth versus Pontiac Notre Dame Prep was 11-1. And again, Prep, the only people that blemished the Titans this year. And I think that game was Lumen with no Cadell Williams, because he did have a broken hand. He might still have a cast on, actually. And then the nightcap tomorrow night, Hudsonville and Detroit Cass Tech in Division 1 at 7 p.m. Final huddle up there on the field for the Titans. They hype themselves up for the second half. Now they'll go out and get some words from legendary head coach Herb Brogan, looking for win number 421 in his outstanding career. And they're well on their way to making that happen for Herb.
Yeah, you probably didn't have this on your bingo card, but I kind of liken this to This is going to be an old tennis reference, but it's like the Titans are Boris Becker. And you talk about holding serve, you're just not going to break Boris Becker. The Titans offense is going to score. The question is, can you just win the games you're supposed to win? And for Lansing Catholic right now, that answer's been nope.
Well, and if you're Lansing Catholic and you go into the locker room, you've got it. You know you have to come out and get a stop here. You got to get a stop and a score, stop and a score. And then, you know, let the chips fall where they may. But if you come out and give up a touchdown right away, then whatever chance you felt like you might still have is done.
Yeah, and if you're Coach Brogan and the rest of the staff, you want to come out, establish yourself again for the second half, get a quick score, or better yet, take your time, but just get a score, get that clock running. Because as the clock runs, that lessens their chance of any kind of comeback they might have their eyes set on.
And fielded at the 12-yard line. Josh Schumann on the run and all the way up to the 40. Upended at the 42-yard line. First and 10, Titans with good field position.
Kind of almost expected Lansing Catholic to come out and maybe try some type of onside or something. You have to try to steal a possession or do something.
Mm-hmm. All the Titans did was return it to a good spot on the field and look for their the next possession, next chance for Cadell Williams to bounce something outside and take off to the races. Crowley under center, shifts Saunders and Decker. Now they line up on either end. They go left side. Cadell Williams off tackle, breaks it outside to the 50. Trying to get the corner, 40. And stays on his feet, but slid out of bounds at the 40-yard line. First and 10 Titans.
They just flashed something on the screen about the last 2 years in Lumen Christi State title games. They've had to come from behind. This doesn't feel like that's going to flash on the screen next year.
No. We'll be talking about a dominant Titans win, I think, by then. We'll see.
I suppose stranger things have happened, but they'd have to get real strange.
It'd be some all-time Lansing Catholic magic. Here they go to Williams. Spins away in the middle of the field. Bounces on his feet out to the 45. He gets about five just to the other side of the 45-yard line. So we'll still call it second and five on the play. Again, Cadell with some balance, vision, footwork, all to get 5 yards. But in the middle of that line, when he spins away from a guy, it just looks like he's ready to take off to the races and score a touchdown at any moment.
Yes, he kind of goes back to the huddle. He is looking a little tired, and I don't blame him. I'd be looking for the ice bath if I did all the things he's done.
Crowley back to throw on second down. He's got a man right up the seam, wide open, and touchdown, Logan Decker. Timmy Crowley connecting on the score to Logan Decker, and the Titans make it 48-12. The clock will run a little faster here for the second half of this one. What a throw by Crowley to find Decker. They had they ran just seam routes. And there weren't enough guys back there to cover everybody. Decker was the one wide open, makes the catch and walks it in.
And again, just all that Canal success. Everybody up from Lansing Catholic to try to stop him. And seemingly a run situation.
Extra point from Mr. Automatic is good. We're 58 seconds into the second half, and the Titans score again, 49-12. 30-second commercial break, and we'll kick it off one more time on WKHM.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Seaboy O'Brien Haynes Titans score on their seventh straight possession, 49 to 12 lead. And they'll kick it off to Lansing Catholic here.
Steve, I think you're looking at some numbers while you're looking. We said, well, Lumen would be happy to get this kick and have a long drive. I don't know if the 58 seconds constitutes a long drive. I don't think so.
I mean, you covered
it's a scoring drive.
A long distance. But I wouldn't call it a long drive, even a little bit.
A three-play, 58-second drive. Starting to run out of room for my notes.
So when we get this clock started, it'll keep running here. Mason Herney firing the team up here on the special teams kick coverage. As you mentioned, Brian, it's been a good personnel group for the Titans all year. Is there a personnel group that we would say was a weakness for Lumen, or is there not one? It's all strengths.
Even Benny Gaston runs the victory formation unlike any other I've seen.
Yeah.
No, where is the Lumen Christie weakness? You get back with me if you find one.
Sometimes when they have all freshmen playing on the varsity, they don't get stops.
Yep.
Fielded at the 2 for Catholic. Out to the 12, to the 20. On his feet, 25. Amarion Clay, who else getting there to make the first contact? They pull him down at the 28-yard line. First and 10, Cougars from there. Amarion Clay, and it looks like maybe Paul Sattler bringing him down.
Sattler was a little slow to get up. I think he might have got hit a little below the belt.
And I feel he just went into the, like, he gets up slow and just goes into the huddle. All right, we're on defense now. First and 10, 28-yard line for Lansing Catholic. Fernandez pitches out. Is that the first run play to anybody besides Fernandez?
We haven't seen it often.
2 yards to the 30-yard line, second and 8 for Catholic.
Yeah, that Kai Mischler has lined up over there often, but usually just been a blocker.
-12 We got 9:58 to play your third quarter. It is brought to you again by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't, online at MinutemanSewer.com. I think they're like 24/7, 365. If you really need them, you can get in contact with them. Fernandez looking to throw on second and 8. And it's bounced around a couple times and incomplete. Usually the Titans' defensive backs don't miss when you have a chance at interception. That bounces off the receiver's hands and bounced a couple of times, but falls incomplete. Xavier Loea, intended receiver on the play, brings up third down and 8.
And even though third down and 8 again, no way is there going to be any more punting coming from this Lansing Catholic team. I would not think it.
Very confident in that. You have been for a while. I think you were saying that by the with 3 to play in the first quarter. Fernandez back to throw. He's going to have pressure. He escapes. He's going to get the first down distance on the run. Stays on his feet. Backs it up to the 45. And that's a nice gain. They'll give him all the way to the 46 for the spot. First and 10 Catholic. So when they needed 8, they got plenty more.
Looked like a play that Lansing Catholic ran right before the half was over. Unfortunately for Lansing Catholic, that did it for the clock.
Mm-hmm. We're down to 8.5 here. Clock running, 49-12, Titans. Fernandez in the shotgun as he's been all day. Rolling out to his right, looking to throw. Now pulls it down to run. Out into the flat, 50. Upended there. Dumont making the hit. He'll get 5 yards on first down and second and 5, but it does get him into Titan territory.
Steve Fernandez, as big as he is, 6'3", 230, he's pretty fast, too. Like, yeah. When he gets outside the pocket, it's not like he's, you know, lumbering to get some yards. He's covering some ground pretty quickly.
He's not, like, he doesn't have many jump cut or fake juke moves. Right. He just kind of runs, changes directions as needed, but it's effective, especially when he's got a big body. So after that first contact, he's able to fall forward most of the time. He's going to escape the pocket again this time. looking for somewhere to run and nowhere to go. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, but nothing more on second and five. Titans make the tackle, and it'll be third down and five. It looks like Charlie Saunders bringing him down on the play.
Yeah, Saunders, he usually does the hitting. Fernandez kind of lowered his shoulders. I don't know if this is physically possible, but it was like the Fernandez hit knocked Saunders' shoes loose as he's trying to tie him real quickly. Looks like the official's kind of going to give him a shoelace timeout.
They do stop the clock with 7:04 to tie his shoes. His heel came out.
Yeah, the whole cleat came off. So
he's just going to go off. Charlie Saunders will go off the field for the Titans, replaced by a lot of players on the Titans roster. I just flip pages here. Isaac Mackey. Back to pass Fernandez. Third down and five. He's got a man on the sidelines. Rabideau catches it at the 40. Maybe 39 with forward progress. No, they'll put it on the 41, actually. It's not a great spot for Lansing Catholic, but it does move the chains, and they keep the drive alive here. 6.5 to play in the third for Minuteman Sewer and Drain, and we're at the 41-yard line in Lumen territory, first and 10 for the Lansing Catholic Cougars.
As you mentioned, the clock is running. As seven touchdowns for the Lumen Christi offense in seven possessions.
Fernandez back to throw, but as we've seen, he can't escape the pocket. They got him. Linnea running the sideline, makes a tremendous catch. Touchdown for Lansing Catholic. Good coverage again. And Xavier Luea just reeled it in.
Yeah, that combination has been dangerous today.
Yeah, when he gets them over there in one-on-one, they go to him. And again, pretty good coverage chasing him by Kalahar. Gets a hand in there even on the defense, but good job by Linnea to still secure that football and score the touchdown. So the running clock will stop for us, 6:03, as it's 49-18. No conversions thus far for Catholic, and Fernandez is going to keep it, take off, and they'll bring him down. So over three now for Lansing Catholic on conversions. But they do stop the running clock, 49-18. They trail 6:03 to play. Lumen gets the football back when we return. 30-second commercial break on WKHM from the Division VI State Football Championships.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and Lansing Catholic comes out and scores on their first possession of the second half, passing it around, and they feel like a team that does. Well, this might be too far to be behind, but they do well from behind in these postseason games because they can come out and have their quarterback sling it around like they do there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that pass and catch was great on both because Cash Kalahar had really good coverage, did everything right, got his head turned around, even got his hands in there, but Luea just stronger hands than Kalahar was the case.
Trying to determine some championship game statistics here, Brian. I do see that if Lumen wins, according to these records, that would be the most state championships for a school in the MHSAA history. Currently, Lumen tied with Farmington Hills Harrison with 13.
Well, say we're about 18 minutes and 3 seconds away from having that happen.
And If Cadell Williams were to score again, he would tie the record for touchdowns. Four players with five total so far, including Lucas Hannafin from Chelsea with five in 2021. I feel like we remember that kid. Titans take the football at the 47 after the kickoff. And kind of, is that Rayburg diving on it?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we expected to see. Lansing Catholic trying a little onside action. And again, why not?
First and 10 for the Titans. Ball at the 47.
There's a handoff to Cadell Williams. Pops us to the outside. He's not going to take it the distance. He does get close to the first down marker. They're going to mark him out at the 44 in Cougar territory. That's 9 yards on first down for Cadell. Second and one for the Titans.
A lot of times, Steve, in football, you get debates like, for instance, did Bill Belichick help Tom Brady's career? Or was it vice versa? Did Tom Brady make Bill Belichick? Or things like that. This, I feel like the offensive line and Cadell, you know, I think Brady, Belichick, both great at what they do, and I think both the line and Cadell, both great as well.
And there's a handoff to the fullback, Rayburg. He carries up to the 40, and that'll move the sticks for Lumen Christie. And yeah, they're popping up the graphic here. I was just looking at it. 2004 Jim Schrag with the 307 rush yards is the most. Cadell Williams, 283 today. With a chance to go past that in 537 left in this one.
But I think as long as he's healthy and they want him to get it, he'll get that before this quarter's over, maybe before this drive's over. You see, Cadell was already fifth on the list from last year's performance with 270.
He's in the back of the I formation here on first and 10 from the Cougar 40-yard line. Crowley does turn and hand to him. He goes to the left side, bounces out, pops it back in to the 30, spins away from a tackle, still on his feet, working his way out to the 25-yard line. Stepped out of bounds at the 24. First and 10, Lumen Christie.
Can I add another 14 to that list?
And now we're on record watch here for Cadell. 22 carries, 282. I think that's before that one.
First and 10 on the Lansing Catholic 24.
Titans with J.J. Brown split wide to the right. Cash Callahart to the left. Cadell Williams, the deep back. They give to Rayburg coming across the formation to the right side. Carries down to the 20, so 4 yards on first down for Rayburg, second and six for Lumen Christie.
Here's where I can be a fan. I mean, I know the Lumen Christie team, they all seem about the team, and I don't know, you know, if you ask them, I don't know how important record's going to seem, but now I want to see a record, Steve. We're here. Let's see Cadell top that. 298 right now. Was 307, was that it?
307.
Okay.
I see Bo Bell down there from the Titans, 238 in 2005. There's a handoff to Cadell, spins away. It's at the 12 on his feet. I'm trying to do math in my head here.
Yeah, he might be 2 yards short now.
But they're going to get a first down at the 12. Cadell on that carry, and you can sell. He's at the end of every play, as he always does. He's looking for, can I get another yard, 2 yards after contact. Titans lead it again, 49-18. We're down to 3:56 to play your third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. And they fake a pitch to Williams, give it up to Rayburg. And so he's going to get four again there on first down to the 8-yard line. Second and six. They can get a first down here from the eight. Get to the 2 yard line for a first down.
And Steve, the record at 307. Cadell right now, 24 carries, 306.
Yep. 12.8 yards.
And I don't know how much more he'll play after this drive. So,
yep.
Coming from the 8-yard line, let's see one more good carry.
He's in the a deep back in the I formation. They give to him. Takes it in. He's got the yard he needed, but they do scoop him before he can get to the end zone. Inside of the 5 to the 4-yard line.
I feel like some of the fans have recognized it.
Third down and 2 here for the Titans from just beyond the 5-yard line. So it's really 2.5 to get down to the 2-yard line. But that is 309, and that makes Cadell Williams the single most rushing yards in an MHSAA state championship game here in the 100th year of the MHSAA. He takes that carry. And again, hit and brought down. He gets the first down down to the 1. And they'll have 4 tries at the end zone from there. Cadell into the record books.
And I know frequently this might be Rayburg time, but boy, you got to give it to him one more time to tie the touchdown record too, don't you?
Yeah. I want to mention also, I've got Nick Thomas on here with 249 from Lumen. I mentioned Bo Bell. He's on here actually maybe a couple times. No. So it's not as though the Titans haven't come here and had some guys have big games. 307, though, for Cadelia. 251 at the half. They give it to him to take in here, and he's got it. So, again, that ties him for the touchdown record with 5 in one game.
And I would not be surprised to see his day over.
That puts him into a tie with Lucas Hannafin from Chelsea from 2021. Nolan Fugate from Grand Rapids Catholic Central from 2017. Bennett Lewis, Saginaw Nouvelle in 2011. And Alex Niznak from Ithaca in 2010. Cadell Williams. And Andrew Salazar here. The hold is good. The kick is good. And I believe that ties him for the record for extra points in a game. If they score again, he'll have a chance to break that record. We'll take a commercial break here, 30 seconds. Minute 44 to play in this one, 56-18, the Titans lead it. And still a lot of football to be played on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and now I guess we can eagerly anticipate whether or not we see Cadell Williams for another series. I doubt it. We've got a minute 44 to play here in the third with a running clock and a 56-18 lead. I think we're going to get some kids some playing time here that maybe otherwise wouldn't have gotten to if this was a closer game.
Yeah, this is where we see the little numbers as all the JV call-ups have just slightly different jerseys, a lot of repeat numbers. And what a treat that is, too. You know, you're a freshman JV player, and next thing you know, you're getting a little playing time at Ford Field.
You go watch some games that, you know, you're watching a Lions game, and you go, oh, yeah, I've been in that end zone.
Well, Cadell's been in the end zone a few times.
And 8 for 8 now on possessions here for Lumen Christie. They have not been stopped. Andrew Salazar has worked his leg on the kickoffs and the extra points and hasn't had to use it for the punting game. kicks that one into the end zone for a touchback.
Lansing Christian looking for the ball first and 10 at the 20.
Right now, Coach Brogan having a little conversation with Cadell on the sidelines. I don't know if that's him letting him know, all right, you can lose the helmet, or if that's him saying, let's add, try to get you touchdown number 6.
Send him in on
not
defense.
Their style. Yeah.
Send him in on defense. He's actually quite a great defensive back. He wasn't as a sophomore even back then. They get some pressure on Fernandez back to throw. He escapes to the right side, but he's not going to have anything to do. Just throws it to the bench. Reception there on the Titans bench. That's caught by Drew Sweeney.
Yeah, Glengarry's Drew Sweeney.
Incomplete. Second down and 10 from the 20-yard line after the touchback. Again, trailing 56-18. Our third quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Also, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center. Back to throw. Fernandez tries to escape, and he'll get brought down. That'll count as a sack. So he tried to take off, and it looks like Antoine Baker saw him coming.
By the way, Steve, number one is on the field playing defense right now, but that's not Cadell Williams, number one. That's grandson, Andrew Brogan, 5 foot, 545-pound freshman. A little bit different body than
the
grown man.
Yeah, it's not quite the same.
Yeah.
29 seconds on the clock running down here in the third quarter. Again, 56-18. Titans lead it well on their way to their 14th state championship, this time in Division 6. Play action. Fernandez going to get brought down. Yes! Looked like he might escape for a moment. But they do bring him down, and that is Paul Sattler with a contact to bring Fernandez out for a loss. That's going to make a third down at about 18 here for Lansing Catholic. And that'll run the timeout for the third quarter. 60-second commercial break. Fourth quarter football coming up on WKHM. The Titans lead the Lansing Catholic Cougars 56-18.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, getting ready for the fourth quarter here, 56-18. The Titans lead. It's ball on the 11, third down, and about 19 to go. Excuse me, is that fourth? Fourth down and 19 to go. We'll switch sides here, and it'll be Catholic working right to left on your radio dial. If you're just joining us, Cadell Williams has broken the single-game rushing record in the MHSAA state finals.
314 yards.
The previous record was 307, and it was 2004, Division 6, Jim Schrag from Constantine against Sutton's Bay. 26 attempts for him to get to the 307 number. Cadell needed 27. At 26 attempts, he was behind him by a yard.
Yeah, well, let's not forget, 5 touchdowns to tie that record as well.
That is, yeah.
And I know when you're a senior, as him and Timmy Crowley and others will name too, it's kind of bittersweet when you know you've played your last down with that tight jersey on. As I think, as I see Benny Gaston taking snaps on the sideline, so that makes me think Tim Crowley's done. And I'm sure a lot of the seniors have maybe now played their last snap.
Yeah, and it looks like we're going to get a punt from Catholic. Titans don't send anyone back to return. It bounces to 40, 41. They're going to down it there, and Luma Christie will take over. So I don't expect to see Cadell. Cash Callahar coming back out.
Or is it? It might be Kellen Quillen. I know we have multiple numbers. I'm not sure.
And I see number one going back out of there. Is that Brogan?
Yep. And it will be Benny Gaston.
Yeah. Not quite ready to take a knee yet, but the clock stays running here with the 56-18 lead. Brilliant performance by the Titans. And there's Timmy Crowley getting to come off as a senior. Great ovation for Timmy Crowley, who had a great run as quarterback here for the Titans. This will be his second consecutive touchdown as the starting QB. They give it to Rayburg on first down.
And Steve, that is Cadell out there, and I'm sure that's just so that he can now come off too. And Rayburg, I'm sure they'll be coming off one at a time now.
Yep, Bushinski right there next to Coach Brogan. Logan Decker coming to the sideline.
Senior. Good to see him back healthy after he went down early in the season.
Yep.
Rayburg coming off for the last time.
Titans fans catching the cue and making it happen with the ovation here. Benny Gaston under center. Gives to Bushinski. Kenyon picking into the line there. So on, they had about 4 yards on first down. They get another 3-4 there. It'll be third down and two for the Titans here. From the 33-yard line.
So they leave Cadell in. Oh, here he comes.
Marianne Clay goes into, plays Cadell Williams, and here comes Cadell. Charlie Saunders. It's nice Cadell turned around and gave Saunders a 5 as they leave the field together.
Saunders was responsible for a lot of his yards, too, with a lot of good blocking.
And matter of fact, Cadell was running behind Saunders all day today. And they give it up to Bushinski. He needed 2. He got more than that. Carries it past the 30 to the 29. It'll be first and 10 for the Titans. And the whole switch here is the offensive line is going to come to the sideline. And we always lament that we don't feel like we get to say enough about them. But that offensive line has been outstanding all year. And Cadell Williams goes out and breaks records because those guys clear the way for him. Andy Salazar and Drew Sweeney. Anyone else you might want to pick out? Maverick Sturgakis.
You see Tim Smiley got to run off the field as senior.
Gaston going ahead, doing what he does. Let that play clock run down. Snaps, and Bushinski bounces around the pack. Carries down to the 26. 4 yards on first down, 3 yards on first down. It'll be second and 7.
And Kenyon Bushinski, also a senior. You just don't want to be the senior that's behind Cadell Williams and Isaac Rayburg. We'll see if Bushinski gets to come off. Hey, if you're senior, do you want to get in there and get a couple more carries? Or do you want to come off to the ovation?
There's Cash Callahar getting his ovation as a senior. Great season as a wide receiver for the Titans for Cash Callahar.
He sure did.
Second down and 7 from the 26. Clock down to 7:45 before they snap. And Gaston, a little mistake on the handoff. Faked it to Bushinski. Was looking to go to maybe Clay. And they miss the exchange. Gaston keeps it, but they'll lose a couple yards. Third down and 8.
Boy, I'd pull him. Just kidding. I'm not even sure whose fault. That just looked like a miscommunication. I don't know if you could place the blame on anybody.
Fired up Titans bench there. I guess you come up here, you don't know what to expect, but now you feel like, hey, I might get to play if I'm one of these freshman call-ups. Gaston under center here. Again, third down, about 8.5 for the Titans. Pitch out to Clay. Gets ahead of steam. Gets away from a tackle. Oh, that Bashinsky had a block on that guy, and he still was able to shed it and grab Clay. Kind of hold off the block and make a tackle.
Yeah, that was impressive. Noah Jungwirth.
The spot still goes out to the 23. And it'll be fourth down and four from there. Yeah, Lumen Christie's head coach, Herb Brogan. 10 wins behind the next guy, Al Fracassa. And when this goes final, that'll be his 421st win.
Four and four. Those numbers just don't even seem right.
No. Well, 45 years, but when you start looking at winning percentages and stuff. Pitch out to Clay on fourth down. He's got the first down down to the 15, and the Titans can hold on to that football here as we tick down to 6 minutes. The end of this game, and Lumen Christie going to walk away with this one. 56-18 currently. I kind of am rooting Alan Bryan for that touchdown. And Andrew Salazar extra point attempt.
Yeah, and you know, I know they've pulled everybody else, but I think he's the one you got to send back in there.
Right.
Let him kick that extra.
Although we have seen them have another kicker in there, haven't we?
The JV kicker. So is that's kind of what's left hanging, huh?
Yeah. Well, and again, this will be the 14th state championship for Lumen Christie, which will be the most in MHSAA history. I know my daughter was talking to me about some of this, and she said there was a TikTok trend or something going around where they were talking about the best football programs in Michigan. And it didn't have Lumen on the list. And just, how did that happen? I said, well, they're playing Division VI, Division VII right now. That could be the only reason I can think of, because otherwise, I don't know if there's a more story program. They take the delay of game here, as is typical for Lumen. Makes me feel like they're no big hurry to get that eighth touchdown in the Andrew Salazar. Although that is eight, right? He's tied for the record,
yep.
So he needs to get number nine. Would give him it alone. Tied for Terrence Moore from Detroit, Martin Luther King. Back in 2022, he was 8 of 8 against Muskegon in Division III.
You know, back to your point about why would Lumen not be on there. You know, if you're talking about best program, I don't care what division you're in. We're not talking about who's the best team, just best program. How can they not be mentioned?
Right. That little fullback dive, fake pitch out to Marianne Clay. Down to 4 minutes now.
Bashinsky's getting his work in.
J.J. Brown's going to come out of the game.
I'm sure if the Karasics just got off their boat, they're probably listening there down in Naples. Big Lumen supporters. 14 titles is 14 more than Rich Karasik's ever gotten at anything.
Wow. Every once in a while you shout out one of your friends that might be listening, and then you find a way to make it big. We're down to 3 minutes, 16 seconds. And another handoff on third down to carry it down to the 10-yard line. So they need to get to the 5 to get a first down as we tick in down to the 3-minute mark. They'll run this play clock down as far as they can, run this play, and maybe even turn it over on downs. But Benny Gaston, looking forward to maybe seeing him come back and get to actually, you know, throw some passes and run some plays besides just finishing things up down here.
As we have 2:40 left in the clock ticking, that's worth mentioning. Next year's Lumen team, I mean, let's enjoy this one, right? But as we're looking into next year's team, they're going to have a lot of big shoes to fill.
No doubt. And they hand it off on fourth down. He's going to get stopped short of the line to gain, so there'll be turnover on downs for Lumen. And that'll hand it off to Lansing Catholic. And this game in the books here, all over but the crying, and it's 2:12 to play. 56-18 Titans. They got it started right in the first quarter, Brian, just running up numbers. Really, we had four scores, I think maybe even a fifth score in that first quarter. It was just the Lumen offense doing what they've been doing all year, and that is scoring points, and they've proven their ability to do it at will, and we said that in this postseason. Not to disparage any of the teams, Lumen's just been better all postseason long, and they went in and they had games against Constantine where 42-8 I think is the final. I'm looking here where I know I have it. Okay. Constantine, 42-6. That could have been 80-6 or 80-0, you know, and Ida 49-28. 28 points now feels like Ida was in that game. And they had, I think they had it to still at one score by the end of the halftime. So it still felt like something, and Lumen still went out and made it happen. And Dearborn Heights Robichaud again, 42-8, could have been 40, it could have been 80-0. And Kalamazoo Hackett, another game where Lumen just controlled them. And we were saying, as Fernandez runs it, and we get down to 53 seconds, we were saying that we were there for that 49-21 season opener against Michigan Center. Right now, that looks like, gosh, Michigan Center played them really tough compared to some of the other games we watched during the regular season for the Titans.
Yeah, it's been dominating. You and I, again, we talked which championship team was the best, and you'll never know. But, boy, this one's right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. For my money, this might be the best.
It is the, but it is the, we come on, we aren't used to coming down here for the state championships and getting a dramatic Lumen Christie win, and instead we've gotten this kind of a business as usual for the Titans here. Is Fernandez going to take off, or whoever's in at quarterback now? I wasn't watching that closely.
We'll give Gary Tackett a shout out. That's Gary Tackett.
Yeah. Great year for Fernandez. That's our final play of the game. 3-0 on the clock, 56-18. The final. Lumen Christie Titans are the Division 6 Michigan State Championship football team, and third in a row for the Titans, 14th overall. They did what they've been doing all season, all playoffs for sure, and just being the far better team on the field. Execution, lack of mistakes, and dynamic running back play, quarterback play, defensive play, just solid across the board. As we said, no weaknesses.
Yeah, I knew coming in a mid-Michigan Catholic team was going to win this, and I I was correct.
That's
once again, that's why you call me the professor.
Let's take a 3-minute break here on the post game. We'll come back and get the numbers. And again, the Lumen Christie Titans are the MHSAA Division 6 state football champions.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC. This is Jeff Neal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the postgame here as they bring out the state championship trophy for the Titans. And they mob the captains with the trophy held high. Third state championship in a row, 14th all-time for Lumen Christie. And dominated this entire game. Cadell Williams, the single-game state championship record for rushing yards, 314. A number of other records tied for the most extra points in the game. Andrew Salazar with 8. And 14th state championship is the most in MHSAA history, according to their own record book. So just an all-time great day here for the Lumen Christie Titans, third championship in a row. Timmy Crowley, 2 out of 3, passing for 51 yards and a touchdown. Cadell Williams, 27 carries, 314 yards and 5 TDs, which also ties a record. And Logan Decker, 1 catch for 35 yards and a TD. Cash Kalahar, 1 grab for 16 yards. And just an outright awesome day for the Titans. 40 carries for 412 yards on the ground, averaging 10.3 yards a carry. Long of 76, Cadell Williams. Carries for Dumont, Rayburg, Buschinski, Clay, Johnny Walters, and Benny Gaston even had a 1 carry for minus 1.
The Neil. His first name should have been Neil.
I think it ends up being that botched exchange.
Oh,
he dives
on
that fumble and takes that. Minus 1 rushing yard. Final thoughts, Brian, of the game.
Well, my final thoughts are it has been fun for us to get to watch Cadell Williams and this team. And even though Cadell Williams' name is in the record book, as I look down the Titans roster and see all these Josh Dumont, Logan Decker, and I'm going to forget people, Adam Fuller, Mason Herney, as I go Cassius Griffin, Wes Learn, there is a lot of names, Steve, that make a lot of good plays to make this team what they are. And I said that they might be the best one that we've seen of the last three state title teams, and who knows whether that's true or not. But I'll tell you what, they've been solid all the way around. You said no weaknesses. The coaching staff, congratulations to all the people behind the scenes. We get to where, from our vantage point, we get to meet a lot of those guys up in the press box, mm-hmm. whether they're videographers or whatever. And it does feel like a big Titan family, and just congrats. This is a win for all of them.
No doubt. It's commitment and dedication throughout the program from the community, not just for the players and coaches. There really is just a support for this Titan football program. All of their sports for sure, but football is where they make their biggest mark. And they've done it year in and year out, and Herb Brogan's a legend. And he coach as long as he wants, break all the records, but earns the respect from being a class act and running a great program. The kids buy in. They all love going there. And here's the 2024 Lumen Christi Titans. All these kids get to say, yep, I was there for one of those 14 championships. And I think that's going to be a great feeling going forward for them. Now, they enjoy this championship for a minute, and then they got to start playing basketball.
Yep. Hey, they'll appreciate the warmth.
There you go. Yeah. They'll definitely like the conditions. We got one more outdoor here walk to the car, and apparently not a great drive back to Jackson, but we can't wait to get back and get started on hoops. But it was a fun football season again. It almost feels like so boring to go to the state championship and win every year. It's not. It's awesome. Thank you to the Titans for making it happen and letting us come along and be a part of it. And the MHSAA, thanks to John Ross and the team up here. They always take care of us, and it's always a good experience to come up to Ford Field and get to call a game from this great location. And I'm ready to wrap it up. Are you, Brian?
I am ready, Steve. I'm ready to see you Tuesday, too.
All right. So for Luke Moorhead, who went on this journey with us, only he did it back in the studio. Thanks to Tom Ratchford and Greg O'Connor for their assistance with scores and other information all year. Thanks to the MHSAA. Thank you to Lumen Christi, Jesse Brown, and the team over there. Our other media friends from Good Shepherd Radio are always cool to work with in the booth. All those guys. What a great season. It was a fun year. And we'll see you in a few months for more football. In the meantime, let's do some hard court basketball starting on Tuesday. So for now, for Luke Moorhead and the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and have a great rest of your day. Go Blue!
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.